Yeah, it's absolutely extraordinary. Well, it turns out apparently his claim in court is that he first realised that there were problems with his finances when he was advised that he had to sell his 45-acre chateau in France to pay off his debts. And he apparently also cost, given earlier this week, we had a tax return filing date on the 31st of January. It turns out he claims that the company who manages him failed to file his taxes on time, and it cost him £4.5 million in penalties. Ouch, that's a different level from the £100 anyone else would get. Thanks for joining us, Sarah Packer, showbiz reporter at The Sun. Appreciate you talking to us. Absolutely extraordinary. Let's put this story though to my esteemed colleague, Mr. John Holmes,
yes,
who's arrived in the studio to tell us what's happening on his show. Can you ever conceive of a lifestyle where you would be spending not only £240,000 a month on staff, £160,000 on private jets, but £24,000 a month on wine? Because that is either an awful lot of wine or an awful lot of very good wine.
Well, to get to those levels, I'd have to cut back quite considerably, if I'm honest. By the way, you do have my promise that when it comes to it, I will happily pay a lot of money to fire you out of a cannon, Julia.
But
not before you're dead, obviously.
But
generally.
Why would it cost £2.5 million, though?
I don't know. Maybe. Did he have to buy the ashes? I don't know.
Gold cannon. It's utterly bizarre what people cheer. That said, if I were super rich, I can absolutely understand the urge.
I mean, things
have
you got that much money.
And villas, yeah, and have a private jet.
What are you going to do? I need to spend it on something. Yeah. And at least they're assets. I mean, the cannon thing's a bit of a, you're not going to get much back from that. But, certainly.
Not if it goes
your
right.
Yacht,
no.
Your yacht and your house you've got as an asset, haven't you? You're fine. So I don't think that's all right. But no, honestly, that's my promise to you now on national radio.
You're so sweet.
I will fire you out of a gun.
Oh, it's a gun now. Now he's just...
I've downgraded.
Yeah.
Well, I say
that's how cheap you are. You won't even buy a cannon.
I'll be honest with you, it's a water pistol.
Can I ask, even though I've been on that health kick last autumn and everything, realistically, do you think I'm going to get my bum into a cannon?
I could squash you in.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
What's happening on your show apart from the usual nonsense?
Well, we will be talking about whipping, obviously, due to the three-line whip been happening. Yeah, that's it.
Never know what you mean by obviously.
Well, MPs and whipping probably go together quite well, don't they? But we've got the Sun's political editor. He's coming on to tell us about whipping. There will be an appeal for Johnny Depp, actually. We're going to try and help him out because it's quite a serious issue and these people need our help.
Absolutely.
So
we should definitely get that charity appeal.
And Paul, it's Thursday, so today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, one of the badass women from Badass Woman's out at the weekend, will be quizzed as to her knowledge of full sets.
And will probably beat my some points.
Yeah.
Right, well, I just have to warn you, you'll be delighted to hear this. I'm not here tomorrow.
Aww.
Mr. James Whale is standing in. I'm going to be falling down a ski slope, probably. Getting into a cannon. I'm going to be falling in snow and getting bruised and then... To be fair, by this time tomorrow, probably drinking, let's be honest with you, mm-hmm. and eating bread dipped in warm cheese.
You're just like a Johnny Depp yourself, aren't you?
I am.
Your lavish lifestyle.
Yeah, it was like, instead of the private jet, we're going on EasyJet, because that's the glamorous life I lead, people. Anyway, I'll be back with you Monday at 10 o'clock. James Well here on Friday at 10 o'clock. John Holmes with you after 1. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio, and have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
How long should you spend on an executive decision? Go with gut instinct or weigh the facts first? When choosing company cars, Honda suggests you give it 48 hours. Time to fully appreciate advanced features like magic seats, brakes that can detect a possible collision and automatically apply themselves, touch screens that know your business network and musical tastes, smart engines that keep CO2 emissions down, even as they power past yet another petrol station. Search Honda Corporate to book your 48-hour test drive and start your decision-making. Terms and conditions apply.
Winston Wolf, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess applies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Don't ignore the it's the law to have a work. Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Just after 1 o'clock. Hello, welcome. Thursday afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit strategy outlined. Archbishop apologises after abuse. A Millennium Time capsule unearthed early.
Talk Radio.
The government has published its negotiating strategy for leaving the EU. The white paper runs to 77 pages and includes 12 principles set out in a speech by the Prime Minister last month, which includes taking control of the UK's laws. Here's Brexit Secretary David Davis.
We expect to bring forward separate legislation in areas such as customs and immigration, delivering a smooth, mutually beneficial exit. Avoiding a disruptive cliff edge will be the key. A never-ending transitional status is emphatically not what we see.
But his Labour opposite number, Sir Keir Starmer, has responded angrily.
Now there's a white paper produced too late in the day for us to ask meaningful questions of the Secretary of State here in this session today. That is completely unacceptable.
Elsewhere, the Archbishop of Canterbury insists there was never anything raised that raised his suspicions while he worked alongside a man accused of abuse. Justin Welby has apologised after the Church of England admitted mistakes in its handling of the claims that allegedly took place at a Christian holiday camp. A top human rights lawyer has been struck off for falsely claiming some British soldiers had tortured and murdered people in Iraq. A tribunal has found Phil Shiner guilty of 12 charges of misconduct, including 5 of dishonesty. The number of hate crimes against the UK's Jewish community has reached a record high. Figures from a charity which monitors anti-Semitism recorded more than 1,300 incidents in 2016. That's up by more than a third on the previous year. MP Louis Alman is president of the Jewish Labour Movement.
It's really alarming. The problems within the Labour Party, which I find very shocking to have even happened at all, certainly gave a greater prominence to this issue. The results of the referendum, I think, has also led to a lot of people feeling that it's okay to have a go at people they never really liked. The sort of atmosphere is different. It's all very difficult. It's very, very disturbing.
And the O2 Arena in London has promised to help rebury Blue Peter's Millennium Time capsule, which was unearthed 33 years early by builders. It was buried in 1998 by the show's presenters Katie Hill and Richard Bacon, and contained items including a Roald Dahl book, a Spice Girls CD and a Tamagotchi.
And presumably loads of cocaine if Richard Bacon had anything to do with it.
Well, if there was any of that, I'm not aware of it.
All right, could you research that and check, please?
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Well, Richard Bacon used to hide his stash somewhere, presumably. Bacon famously got fired from Blue Peter for the cocaine, didn't he?
Yes.
And he must have had to put it somewhere, so it makes sense that he should hide it in a time capsule.
But I doubt he would have hidden it in something which is endorsed by the show, considering he got fired for that problem.
Yeah, but he took cocaine while working on the show, and thus that's not many miles from chucking it in a time cap. Perhaps he had to do it in a hurry, because if the BBC, if Biddy Baxter, who was the editor of Blue Peter, I think, had called the Rozzers, and he knew, then he'd have had to stick his stash somewhere fast, and he could have flushed it, Bacon, couldn't he? But he might have just put it in the Blue Peter time capsule. That's all I'm suggesting.
I'm suggesting you're wrong.
Well, you've got no proof otherwise.
Well, neither do you.
No, that doesn't matter. The onus is on you to prove me wrong.
Why?
Because you're the news.
Well, I'm gonna put it out there right now, without looking into it, you're wrong.
Oh.
Because it's
bold,
clearly
isn't it?
A ridiculous claim to make.
Who were the other ones?
What do you mean, the other ones?
The other presenters who buried it?
Katie Hill.
Right, didn't have trusted her.
Why?
Hung around with that Richard Bacon drug guy. There's Victoria there with the news.
We won't find out for truth until they open it, which they're not going to do.
They've already opened it, because it got destroyed.
So what, they've got a bit...
Damaged, not destroyed.
They've got to build another time capsule. What was it made of?
I'm not sure what it was made out of. Mm.
They should have made it out of the same stuff they make the black boxes and aeroplanes out of, and then it wouldn't be destroyed.
Mm.
That'd make a lot of sense. Could you find out what it was made of? I'm interested. I mean, if they put it in just a jar, or was it a little bit more substantial than that? And also, it makes me worry that, you know, when Shep died... On the Blue Peter dog, Shep.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Well, that makes me wonder now what the quality of the coffin was like for Shep. Because if Blue Peter's slapdash attitude to time capsules is anything...
But I don't...
Like maybe their attitude to their dead pets, then we could well be seeing some dug-up pets.
Well, John, I'm not sure that they would have buried their pets where builders were likely to be digging things up.
Again, you don't know where they buried their pets.
Can I do the weather now?
Okay, Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's got the weather. It's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Cloudy with showers turning heavy at times.
Don't
very
forget
strong
to
winds
don't forget
with
to end
gales,
on a high.
Likely in the west. A maximum temperature of 12 degrees.
I always end on a high.
I did. Maximum all is right. Another word for high.
Okay. Well, it's not, because...
Well, in weather terms, it is.
All right.
You're very awkward today.
Not really.
More than normal.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Victoria. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former England and Chelsea midfielder Frank Lampard has retired at the age of 38. After joining from West Ham in 2001, Lampard spent 13 years at Stamford Bridge. Having been part of the club's most successful era, he left to play in America's MLS after a brief spell at Manchester City. Lampard was capped 106 times by England and won every major club honour at Chelsea. Some other football news in brief. Bournemouth winger Ryan Fraser signed a new 3.5-year contract with the South Coast side. Brighton could go 4 points clear at the top of the Sky Bet Championship this evening if they win at fifth in the table Huddersfield. And tonight sees the second semi-final in the Africa Cup of Nations between Cameroon and Ghana. The winners will meet Egypt in Sunday's final. Finally, rugby. England head coach Eddie Jones has named his starting squad for the opening Six Nations clash with France at Twickenham on Saturday. There are 5 changes from the side who beat Australia at the end of last year. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Let's do Thursday.
Talk Radio.
At this time of year, it's all rain, big coats, and short days. At SEAT, we think you deserve a treat. With our beautifully created winter drive offer, you can pick up a new Ibiza FR for just £199 per month with an initial rental of £499. And that's not the only treat. We'll also give you an extra £500 off on top of all existing offers when you test drive any new SEAT. Search SEAT for more.
48-month contract hire on the Ibiza SEFR Tech 1.2 90PS, subject to status, 18s and over, T's and C's apply. Cars ordered by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. You will not own the vehicle. £500 is put towards your monthly rentals. Visit seat.co.uk, Seat Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Talk Radio. Cliffs make you angry, give them the cane.
He's obsessed with mouths.
I don't like a brioche bun that much. Put your eye to the grill. Slippers. That's bagelist. The nation is agog. White milk powder. We're in your radio.
Me no never goes school and me good.
In a Connect 4 accident.
And they make my feet too warm.
They're stupid. Like they were a horse. That's the traditional place to lynch an unpopular president is in the baggage hall.
Crisps. It's a slippery slope.
Why not Drumlin's, Oxbow Lakes, escarpments? Do you think slippers?
I'd be fuming. To be fair, I do get nervous when going to an Asda.
Jimmy Jammers.
In other news, water is wet.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. I am about to get on a job.
So good afternoon then, and welcome to the radio, specifically Talk Radio, on your radio on a Thursday. As we now like Bay once, heavy with twin, isn't she? Impregnate your afternoon not with the spawn of JZ, to pronounce it correctly, but instead with 3 hours of talking and noise that we'll be doing our best to pass off as entertainment. Congratulations to Bay Once, by the way, obviously. Now, let us add our voices to the congratulatory chorus. It's good to know that despite having 99 problems, then the ability to keep conceiving ain't one of JZ's. It's good to know that, isn't it? If you're having twins, I feel glad for your son. You got 99 problems, but being able to bestow fully functioning spermatozoa onto your loved one... but she's not a bitch, JZ, is she? The mother of your children. Don't call her that. Ain't one. Oh, it's nice, though, isn't it, to imagine newborn babies once again coming into the world of... into the home of Beyoncé, Baywance and Jay-Z, JZ. Isn't it just they're them at home, and now they've got to deal with two tiny little babies again, isn't it? Think of that. Oh, Baywance sitting there and can't move much in case the stitches go. Calling in from the other room, Jay. He's in the other room, busy, isn't he? What is it, Baywance? What do you want? Jay, the twins, they need changing. The twins need changing. Can you come and change the twins, Jay? No, I can't do it, Baywance, love. They're too... I'm busy in here. I'm busy. Busy. What do you mean you're busy, Jay? What are you doing? What are you doing so important, Jay, that you can't do the nappies? What are you doing? Oh, come on, Baywance. I'm waiting on arraignment and my N-word is the plaintiff, but dog, they take me out the zone like an N-word with a handle. There's all the bitches in my S-word and I only use the waist to keep my Glock in, but when the S-word go down, you know who's doing the popping, don't you, Baywance? Jay, stop talking rubbish. You always say things like that. It's rubbish. The only S-word you've got to be concerned with is the S-word in the twins' nappies. Now get in there! OK, sorry, Baywance. Fine! There, at home with Baywance and Jay-Z. Where were we? Oh, yes, that's right, about to birth out a programme. Fetch the hot water and towels. Because like Britain into Brexit, here we go, whether we like it or not. On the way then. Headline, a hijack, of course it is. You know, like an experimental dentist, you know the drill. Feed us your news lie. That's all you have to do. Get us some fake news. We very much embrace the notion of fake news. At 2 o'clock every single day, we put news lies into the news at 2 o'clock. They come out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
Lie your way into Victoria's mouth, just like many of her dates have done. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Sadly, that's true.
Headline hijack. We'd like you to make the news up and hear it broadcast as truth at 2 o'clock. Then Lonely Lunch Club's on the way. Of course, all you have to be doing to be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, to be a lonely what lunch, is to be lunching alone. There's an email for that. Come on the radio. That's all you have to do. Have a little chat on the phone and tell us why you're lunching alone. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is that email. Now, obviously, Baywance, and I know you're listening. Congratulations again, Baywance. I know you like the show. I know you listen to the show. She's just texted me, actually, to say that she's holding the radio against her belly, against her swollen belly. Oh, I know. To soothe the twins, the unborn twins, with the calming sound of my voice. Oh, that's nice. That's nice, isn't it? But listen, twins, I know you're listening as well. You can't call in because there's two of you there in Beyoncé's womb, and that doesn't qualify you for Lonely Lunch Club because you have to be alone for that. They're celebrities already, aren't they? Aren't they? Celebrity fetuses. Probably already paparazzi camped out round Beyoncé's foo-foo trying to get a photograph of them. But two is one too many for the Lonely Lunch Club. You have to be alone, twins. So if you are alone, get in touch with us for today's Lonely Lunch Club. Work experience punditry today comes from work experience Matilda. She waltzes back in to review this week's geeky, gadgety tech stuff. That's just after 2 o'clock. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think today. We're asking the man, woman or LGBT in the street whether or not they think cheeseburgers or newspapers. Such a diverse issue that that is worth discussing, of course. We will continue our irregular series to find out just what politicians' favourite animals are. It's a big day for Brexit. The papers are full of which MP voted for what. But what we aren't often told, of course, is what is an MP's favourite animal. So far this week, if you've been listening, we've learned that Ian Duncan Smith likes a dog or an eagle. David Davis MP rates a dragon. Who's on it today, do we know? Who's coming on today? Never mind, we'll find out. An MP later.
It's a surprise.
A surprise MP later. Find out their favourite animal. There's the Diversity Paper Review, your Thursday showbiz roundup with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Today, the moose is stepping into the showbiz gap, I know. And of course, it's Thursday, so that brings you this week's edition of no one's favourite radio quiz, Paul Ross Master. Ginger Dave not producing. Possibly trying to get some students in the Beyonce way. Ass Podcast, as ever though, is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Here she comes. Here she comes. If you're happy and you know it, be like Ass.
I hate you.
Honestly, if the twins see her when they come out, they'll just climb back in. Chloe is on the buttons today.
Hi.
Hi. Victoria. She's got 99 problems, but the news ain't one. Paid intern Cornelius likes it so much, he's put a ring on it.
Like, yeah.
Why did you look at me when you...
No, I didn't.
You did. Anyway, I was talking about your Sainsbury's meal deal. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon from Talk Radio. And to get us into today's big story, well, I think we should start with some music. David Bowie. Rebel, rebel leads us to today's big story.
Hot tramp, I love your soul.
Why would I be playing David Bowie's Rebel, Rebel, though, on a talk radio station? Well, obviously it's to link to today's big story. That is why we do it. A little bit of production for you there. Bridging between the menu and the first big story we'll be discussing on talk radio this afternoon. So, play along at home. What could today's big story be? I mean, it's linked to that, certainly.
Hey, baby, your hair's all right.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi, everyone.
Why don't you have... why don't you try and have a guess? It's David Bowie, Rebel Rebel.
We like dancing and we don't...
Yeah?
Is it because you made love to a hot tramp?
Yes, I did do that, but that's well, they weren't
the big story.
They were hot by the time I finished. I hadn't got any spare change. I thought it'd warm them up. Won't be allowed back in that doorway again. Right, so why do you think I'm playing that?
David Bowie.
Yep.
Is he in the news?
No.
Rebel Rebel.
Yes.
Who's been a rebel?
Yes.
That could be anyone.
No.
Donald Trump.
No, it's not really.
Who's been a rebel in the news?
Do you want to just help you out here?
Yeah, go on.
It's the Rebel MPs.
Yeah.
Not the Rebel MC, you understand, but the Rebel MPs. Oh, I should have played that. This is, of course, the Brexit vote last night, which, of course, was a landslide for Theresa May and the triggering of Article 50. But there were, I think, 114 rebel MPs who defied the three-line whip. Certainly a lot of Labour did, defying Jeremy Corbyn's three-line whip. What does that mean for them? We know about Brexit, we've done Brexit, we know Brexit is Brexit. But what does it mean for rebel MPs? What will be their punishment from Jeremy Corbyn? We'll be finding that out very shortly. We're going to need a guest to do so. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. And it's her job to find us a guest. Here she comes now. Look at this. What a ray of sunshine there in all our lives there.
Mm. What?
Could you get us a guest, please, Cass?
Okay.
Thanks. Right, we'll talk to somebody about three-line whips, what the whips do, how the MPs might be punished. We're talking Article 50, we're talking a vote, we're talking Brexit. Next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juson are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tent driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juicenquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 in South Yorkshire, there's a broken down lorry closing off the inside lane between 33 at Catcliffe and 32 for the M18. Strong winds mean there are speed restrictions on the Severn Bridge, the M4 Britain Ferry Bridge and the A55 Britannia Bridge in Anglesey. Now the M23 is closed southbound between the M25 and Junction 9 for Gatwick Airport and northbound from Junction 10 at Crawley up to the M25 for emergency repairs because of a fallen power cable, likely to be closed off for most of the afternoon. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
The all-new Jaguar F-Pace is the ultimate practical SUV.
It's actually a performance car.
It has 5 spacious seats and 650 litres of boot space.
0-60 in just 5.1 seconds.
And it can achieve up to 57.7 miles per gallon.
Race-inspired driving dynamics.
It's a car for the whole family.
Yeah, tell them that.
All-new F-Pace, Jaguar's first SUV. Experience performance from every perspective. Search F-Pace. Jaguar, the art of performance. 0-60 applicable to 380 PS engine. MPG applies to 2-litre diesel rear-wheel drive manual in test conditions for comparative purposes only. Real-world figures may differ.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is a dark time for the rebellion. The Empire is building a brand new Brexit. An arse-shaped idea the size of Britain that has the capability to destroy our relationship with Europe.
MPs voting in favour of triggering it have driven rebel backbench forces from their seats and pursued them across the chamber. The evil Darth Farage, obsessed with Brexit, has dispatched arguments in favour of it to all corners of the earth. And now construction has begun on a new weapon, even more powerful than Brexit. When completed, this super destructive weapon, known as Trump, which has the power to destroy the planet, will spell certain doom for the small band of rebel MPs struggling to restore freedom to the country. Yes, the Brexit votes. Last night, MPs voted overwhelmingly to trigger the trigger that will trigger the trigger that will trigger Article 50. It's a trigger with attitude. One that has stuck two fingers up to the parliamentary rebels. Notably, one-fifth of Labour MPs denied Jeremy Corbyn his wishes. They defied him. A three-line whip to vote against the bill. 47 Labour MPs voted against it. There were more resignations from the shadow cabinet. We've been hearing a lot about three-line whips, but what exactly is a three-line whip? What's the difference between a three-line whip and a two-line whip and a one-line whip? Why isn't there a four-line whip? What exactly is a whip? Now then, to talk us through the mire is Tom Newton-Dunn. He's the political editor of The Sun. Hello, Tom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, all right. So, we have rebelled MPs. We have a three-line whip that didn't really whip the Labour rebels into shape. The question is, of course, though, what is a three-line whip? How does it make it different from a two-line whip and a one-line whip? And what is a whip?
There is no such thing, actually, as a whip, but it's basically an order to turn up and vote through the right lobbies. Three-line whip is you really, really have to do this, otherwise you'll be in extreme trouble, to the point, if you're a front bencher, you're a shadow minister or a minister, you will get sacked. There's no such thing as a two-line whip, actually. A one-line whip is, please be around because it's quite important, but if you're not there, it's not the end of the world.
I see. So in terms of the history of where this comes from, it kind of means whipping them into shape, right? That's where it comes from.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. So what punishments... So front bench, we know, you've just said, and in terms of what Jeremy Corbyn might now do to those who rebelled against this, what has Jeremy Corbyn got at his disposal?
Well, here's the fascinating thing about what happened last night. In the old world of British politics, as in the last 300 years of the House of Commons, if you were to break a three-line whip, you would be in extreme trouble. You should certainly be sacked as a front bencher, whether in the opposition or the government. The leader of the party would also look on it so dimly that you disobeyed his very, very strict instruction of a three-line whip that he would probably never give you a job on his front bench as a minister or shadow minister ever again. And if you carry on doing this, they may even want to suspend your membership of the party. Jeremy Corbyn, after all, rebelled 500 times during Tony Blair and Gordon Brown's governments and was kept on the back benches in purgatory, basically, forevermore. So Jeremy Corbyn, since he had 13 different members of his front bench doing this, really should be sacking 13 people today. That he is not doing that, and that he may never do that, which is what we also learned today, is really quite extraordinary.
So, and I guess that is testament to sort of his old school ways that he himself, or his views that he had, really.
I think so. He's got this idea of a modern new type of politics, which is not the confrontational hammer and tongs of the old days, but consensually going through things together as one party. Now, that's all well and good. The problem is, if you are the leader, you do have to lead, and sometimes you do have to stamp your authority on a party, such as, do you respect the will of the British people in a nationwide referendum or not? Which is precisely what last night's Article 50 Brexit bill was all about. So if he is unable to persuade his MPs or even force his MPs to do his bidding, which is support the will of the British people when they decided to leave the EU, basically what he's saying is Labour is now ungovernable. Labour is unleadable. I am unable to lead this party really anywhere, especially on the single most important issue of the day. And I have to say that is really a first in British politics, certainly for many, many decades.
So this is just Labour sliding further into disarray. I mean, is there any way back from it?
Well, this is a great question. None of us have that answer at the moment, sadly. But I think this is... it sounds cynical, it sounds boring, it sounds all very historical and fuddy-duddy, talking about whips and three-line whips and the rest of it. But the reality of this is, actually, the Labour Party never has been in deeper trouble in the last two very sorry years of mess it's plunged itself into. The fact that they are now basically an anarchy and a rabble is extremely serious to the party, and also to the voters outside of the House of Commons where we now are. It looks a mess. And what will the voters think of Labour when they next go to the ballot box and have to cast their views? Do they have any real idea what they're going to vote for? If they can't present a united front, if they know they're voting for a party which may well totally disregard the policies written down there in the manifesto, it becomes extremely hard. So that's why I suggest that it is in a quite unprecedented mess, really, and how on earth Jeremy Corbyn digs himself out of it. And after all, it was his... as many would say down here today, failure of leadership that's got them into this in the first place really is anybody's guess. It may well not be possible for him to do it, and this may well lead to yet another leadership challenge.
And final question, though, and we said this, it's been saying for the last 2 years, of course, when Labour have been in disarray. Why is it that the Liberal Democrats haven't taken the initiative when there's a huge gap here now? I know there's not many of them, but and come through. Why aren't we seeing Tim Farron just sort of starting to lead when there's clearly a gap in the market now?
Well, I think actually you're seeing that happen now, albeit these things do happen quite slowly. Tim Farron has set out his stall on the centre ground for a few months now to say, look, Labour have either gone too far to the left or a total rabble. What's the point in talking to them? The Tories are all pro-Brexit and too right-wing. I'm the man in the centre. I'm the man who's pro-EU. And, you know, he is potentially talking to 48% of the country who voted Remain. So he's got a big ticket and a big offer to make there. You can certainly see him making progress. For example, the Lib Dems took the Richmond constituency off the Tories in the by-election before Christmas there when Zach Goldsmith put himself up for grabs.
Yep.
Lib Dem membership of the party is certainly increasing. We get press releases from Lib Dems every other day saying we've got 7,000 more members this week. So they're definitely improving. I agree it would look like they should be improving a lot faster when certainly they're... they've got such a clear offer, I suppose you could say, whether you agree with them or not. But, you know, let's see what happens in by-elections over the next few months. And certainly we've got the council elections coming up in May. That will be a big, big testing. There's a nationwide vote there. Or certainly a lot of councils around the country are voting, not all of them. That will be a major, big test, both not just for, obviously, Jeremy Corbyn, but also certainly for Tim Farron in establishing how much progress he can make.
Very much, very good. Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Tom Newton-Dunn. He's the political editor of The Sun. Now, if you have a reaction to this, of course, I mean, not least, would you like to be whipped by Jeremy Corbyn? I'll throw that question out there. And if so, how many whips would you like Jeremy Corbyn to whip you with? Would you like one whip, two whip, or three whip, or a walnut whip? What sort of whip would you like to see introduced into Parliament? Let us know. 87222.
Site message with the word.
Now, Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Brexit Secretary David Davis has revealed details of the government's plan for leaving the EU.
It confirms the Prime Minister's vision of an independent, truly global UK and an ambitious future relationship with the European Union.
The two-year Brexit process is due to start next month, but Labourers claim the 77-page document revealed today says nothing and has come too late. Here's Shadow EU Exit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer's angry response in the House of Commons.
The white paper has not been delivered until a few minutes ago so that we can meaningfully actually ask him questions about it.
Terrible. Shoddy. Typical.
The Bank of England has sharply upgraded its forecast for growth in the UK economy this year. It says, also says unemployment will be just as low as it predicted before the vote to split from Europe. Donald Trump has warned Iran it's on notice after it test-fired a ballistic missile. Authorities in Tehran have responded to the US president's tweet saying threatening Iran is useless. A human rights lawyer who brought torture cases against British soldiers has been struck off for misconduct. Forshiner cold-called alleged victims to drum up false claims. And Blue Peter's Millennium Time Capsule has been unearthed and damaged by builders 33 years too early. The O2 Arena in London has promised to help rebury the 1990s treasure trove. The weather cardio is...
Hang on a minute.
Hello, John.
So now we talked about this because this was in the news half an hour ago.
Yes.
Lazy, didn't write new news.
No, actually, I've rewritten that story. It's completely different to the way I said it initially. I didn't even mention Richard Bacon this time until then.
Ah, well, Richard Bacon, of course, he buried the time capsule. It was during his stint on Blue Peter, as we said earlier.
Yes.
And we posited earlier that he may have hidden his Coke stash in it because of about the time that he left Blue Peter
under a bit of
a cloud.
You're saying we, you mean you.
I.
Solo.
Yes. I did, yes, posit this. Because, it was such a reason. He got let go from Blue Peter because of the taking cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to hide it somewhere. So as he was burying a time capsule, you know, if it was me, that's where I'd have put it. It's not me. I haven't done that.
Okay, so I've got you some answers.
Right. So we want to know what the time capsule was made of, did we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, it looks like it's made out of some metal, like a big metal can.
Yes.
It's really big, the drum. Like, it's probably 3-4 foot tall?
Yes. That is big. Yeah,
really big. So what's in a metal drum.
We don't know what's in it. We do know some of the things.
Okay, so I've got some of the items here. Yeah. So we've got a Roald Dahl book, a Spice Girls CD, a Tamagotchi toy, photos of Princess Diana.
I mean, this is not giving a great... I mean, Diana, all right, fine, but a Spice Girls CD...
That's a good thing.
So when...
That's a great thing.
Archaeologists...
That is so of the moment.
Archaeologists from centuries hence come back and open this and go, move Richard Bacon's drugs out of the way and go, what's this? And the Spice Girls could be all CDs, could be all that is left of the human race.
But they probably won't be able to play it because CD players probably won't be a thing by then. Anyway, it gets better. A video of a child's walk to school.
On VHS or something, because that's not going to work here.
Exactly. Yeah. And a grandfather's letter about what had changed during his lifetime. So, I've got, you were like...
Not Shep.
The dead dog is not in the drum.
Oh, was I?
Because...
That's going to make it into the previously.
Because... All the items were chosen by viewers.
Yep.
So, it wasn't... The things in there weren't chosen by staff.
Right.
So, one can logically conclude that Richard Bacon's cocaine is not in the Blue Peter Millennium Time Capsule.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you would have let anyone know. I'm saying you would have stashed it there in a hurry.
I think not.
When the Rozzers were on him.
No.
Okay, well... Just
so why do you keep saying Rozzers?
The Rozzers.
The Rozzers.
Yeah. Anyway, have you done the weather?
No.
Oh, do you want to?
Well, I've got it here.
And end on a high. Always leave them on more.
All right, thanks, John. Cloudy with some showers turning heavy at times.
Have we had the weather jingle yet?
Winds.
Have we had the weather jingle?
No, because it's 1:30. So if you want a jingle, you have to do it.
Well, I want to hear the weather jingle.
Well, we can't because it's at 1:30. That doesn't happen at 1:30. Or, as it's what's more accurate, almost 22 the hour. Do you want to sing?
She got the weather, she called Victoria, she got the weather. If you want to be my weather, gotta get with Victoria. Spice Girls reference there.
I understood, and I'm not sure I like it. Cloudy with showers turning heavy at times, very strong winds with gales likely in the west, highs of 12 degrees. There's more in 21 and a half minutes.
There is. And
if you manage to stick to time, which you probably won't.
And there's more in an hour as well.
Less than
because
an
it's
hour.
Fewer.
50 minutes.
It's bonus news.
What on earth are we going to do today with
Now, what was yesterday?
Mineral news.
Yes. Well, it's technically, it's vegetable news today then.
No.
Victoria's
animal
news.
Vegetable mineral. It's animal.
Oh.
And also, I've got some great animal stories,
have
which
you?
I've been stashing.
All right, then.
Which people have been suggesting me on Twitter. My username is Victoria underscore Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Right, so in an hour's time, Victoria will be here with bonus news to make up some time, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. And it's animal news today.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do that around 2:30. In the next bit of the programme, some headline hijacks for you, of course, as we open the lines to get your made-up news stories aimed squarely at the 2 p.m. bulletin. Just make something up. A news story. Fake news. Hear it said on the radio as fact by Victoria in around 20 minutes' time. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
I missed that bit. What?
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start it with fake news.
What? No.
Anywhere do you like fake news.
Yeah. Great help, guys. Right, and then, of course, Lonely Lunch Club on the way. If you're lunching alone, we want to hear from you. There is an email for that. All you have to do is come on the radio. Tell us why you're lunching alone. Tell us what you're having for lunch. And we'll indulge in some idle chit-chat to make you fewer lonely. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
At Thompson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids' clubs subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Standard MDF, 1220 by 2440 by 9mm, just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at trade point. Excludes VAT at 20%.
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
I don't know. The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, I can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. It's a mega week. EuroMillions are making 10 guaranteed UK millionaires who will also win a dip into paradise in their own private pool. Get your tickets for Tuesday and Friday's events. EuroMillions. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie O'Sullivan? That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money, car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history tonight at 10.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The M23 near Gatwick Airport is closed because of some problems with fallen power cables. Now, it's closed southbound from the M25 down to Junction 9 for Gatwick Airport. Northbound, it's shut from Junction 10 at Crawley up to the M25. There are severe delays back to Junction 11 for Pease Pottage, and that's likely to be the case most of the afternoon. The M6 southbound struggling following an accident between 8 for the M5 and 7 for Great Bar, and a broken down lorry closing two lanes on the M1 southbound at Junction 33 near Sheffield. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
The all-new Jaguar F-Pace is the ultimate practical SUV.
It's actually a performance car.
It has 5 spacious seats and 650 litres of boot space.
0 to 60 in just 5.1 seconds.
And it can achieve up to 57.7 miles per gallon.
Race-inspired driving dynamics.
It's a car for the whole family.
Yeah, tell them that.
All-new F-Pace, Jaguar's first SUV. Experience performance from every perspective. Search F-Pace. Jaguar. The art of performance. 0 to 60 applicable to 380 PS engine. MPG applies to 2-litre diesel rear-wheel drive manual in test conditions for comparative purposes only. Real-world figures may differ.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes. Obviously, most of the papers today going with the Brexit story last night. The government, or certainly the majority, a landslide majority, voted to trigger Article 50. There were 114 rebels. We've been talking about that earlier to the Sun's political editor, of course. And that's all in the paper. I mean, there's Johnny Depp, of course, who the poor chap's run out of money. He can't afford any more chateaus. That's a shame, isn't it? So that's in the news. The White Paper has now been published, and he's being debated, of course. The Bank of England have forecast the economy to grow 2% this year in 2017. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You don't need to, Cornelius. And do you know why?
Why?
Because we can get your head around it for you.
What?
With Japanese poetry.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, yes. We explain the news and analyse it in depth on this programme each and every day, as regular listeners will know. And we do it through short-form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present, proudly, the news in haikus.
Google pips Apple as the top global evil tax-avoiding brand.
The news in haikus. Right, shall we meet a lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Time has drawn upon us, and it's the time that we open the doors to the Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon on a weekday, Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is respite from the cruel world outside, where one can easily feel lonely. Lunchtime, especially so. But we are the antidote to that. What we do is we invite people who are lunching alone, Lonely's What Lunch, onto the radio to tell us why they're lunching alone, what they're having for lunch, and then invite them to indulge in idle chit-chats. Chit and also chat of their choosing in order to make their lunchtime fewer lonely. It's about, really, us reaching a warm helping hand out of the radio and saying, don't worry, we're here for you. And today I'm saying, don't worry, we're here for you, to Mark, who is on the telephone. Hello, Mark.
Oh, John, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Don't worry, we're here for you.
Oh, you're very kind of you.
I know. So, Mark, good to talk to you. Good to have you on. You're lunching alone. We'll get to that in a moment. First of all, what do you do, Mark, and where do you do it?
Well, I'm a black cab driver in London. I work at night. So,
oh, I see.
So really, really. So I'm lonely having breakfast. That's the thing.
Yeah, I suppose you've come off a shift, are you? When you say you're a black, yep, black cab driver, you mean you're a cab driver who is black, or you're the driver of a black cab? Let's be clear.
Well, I'll drive a black cab, but I'm white.
That'll do. That's fine. I'm just checking. You've got to get the details and the facts right.
Exactly.
Otherwise, yeah, there'll be letters. Right, Mark, how long have you been driving a black cab?
About 5.5 years now. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So are you kind of old school? You had to do the knowledge and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I had to do it. It took me 4 years. Yeah, it's quite extensive, and it drove me mad after a while. But then I got it, and then I was away.
Yeah, so look, we hear a lot about the knowledge, and for those that don't know, because obviously we're a national station, and this is a very kind of London thing, I guess. Yeah. Tell us what the knowledge is, and why a black cab driver has to have it.
Well, you have to learn it, and then what it is, this is before sat navs, and you have to learn every road, every church, synagogue, schools, everything, and you have to get from A to B, naming all the roads, as long as you don't go down one-way streets and stuff, you have to do it perfectly, and then it took me 4 years to do it.
I'm not surprised. That's very hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Apparently, your frontal lobes grow.
Do they?
On your brain, yeah, to accommodate the information.
That's good, because that means, so not only, does it allow you to navigate London better than anybody else could ever do so,
also,
you've got larger lobes than most.
I have, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess we'll have no proof of that until, you know, you die and there's an autopsy. But for we'll take your word for it, Mark. And that's good. So, but when SatNav came in then, you still, if you want to be a black cab driver, you still have to do the knowledge, right? So, but why, given that there is SatNav? What, is it just tradition? What is it?
Well, what it is as well, it's not necessarily, I mean, obviously, they train you to drive in London, which is, as you know, if you drive around in London, it's really difficult to do.
Yeah.
But also what they do, they test your attitude. It's not necessarily, you know, your A to B. They test because you might be really good at knowledge, but a psychopath. So they test you, and what they do, they sit you down and see what you like. And if you do seem to like fire up at stuff, they hold you back a little bit, I think.
Do they role play it? Do you sit there in a room and then some tester sits at the back just saying kind of racist things to see how you react?
yeah. And what you do, you sit with your back to them, so you have to keep turning around. But what it is they do, and they just see how you react to stuff because they wind you up and stuff. But they want to see how you're going to react.
That's very interesting. That is interesting. Yeah, I like that. The idea that someone's sitting behind you just sort of testing out like the real world, just going, hey, mate, do you think, what do you think of the immigrants? Hey, what, mate, what do you think, mate?
Exactly.
You've got to have an opinion,
Mate,
haven't you?
Well, yeah, this is the thing. And sometimes they'd ask you a question, just walk out of the room, and you think you don't know what's going on. They just see what what you're like.
It's exciting, isn't it? And what's that? Is there a law? Is this right as well? That a pregnant. Well, no, somebody can wee against a taxi. Is it you or is it a pregnant woman? I get confused. Who's the one who can urinate in a policeman's helmet? Is that a pregnant woman or a taxi
driver? It's a woman. A woman can do that.
Okay, a pregnant woman. So, good news, Beyonce, by the way, if you're coming to London. By all means, we...
I suppose it depends on the distance, of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, I have no the knowledge of Beyonce's urination skills. Whether or not she has such powerful urine that Donald Trump would pay her in a Moscow hotel room to wee on a mattress. I don't know, is what I'm saying.
See, that was her, was it?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that, no, for legal reasons. I'm just saying that she probably wasn't involved in that. But who can, if a taxi driver needs the toilet, a taxi driver can wee up his own cab, is that right?
I think you can. Yeah. I mean, if you was driving down Piccadilly, it might look a bit unsightly. But yeah. I think by law, you can.
I think I read
up
that.
Your own wheel, yeah.
Yeah, up your own wheel, yeah. I mean, again, inconvenient for a female taxi driver, but I suppose, you know...
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Each to their own. Well, look, it's a pleasure talking to you, of course. Now, your lonely lunch club membership is valid now. There's no major test to get in, Mark, because we're not sitting you down, we're not testing you. You are already inducted. That's the good news.
Good.
You have to tell us, though, what you're having. Now, I realise it's breakfast for you. What is it for breakfast that you're having?
Well, every day I get up, I make some porridge.
Oh, yeah.
And I put blueberries in it, and I put and then I put some honey, some nuts and cinnamon.
That's not the tradition. I wouldn't say that's the traditional snack of the taxi drive.
But I've read somewhere, apparently you'll live forever if you eat that. So that's why why I do it.
Well, you see, but then we'll never know about your lobes. If you live forever, we'll never be able to open you up, Mark, and have a look at your lobes.
He'd be full of porridge, I suppose.
Porridge lobes. I think I've got their album.
That's right.
So, Mark, all right, so look, taxi driving. Was it a busy night, by the way? Night shift, you say. Was it busy or not?
Yeah, it's not too bad at the moment. It's just kind of hit and miss. Depends if you're lucky or not.
All right.
But if it's raining and there's a tube strike, it's even better.
Yeah, yeah. And how many people did you deliberately drive by because you didn't like the look of them?
I'll pick generally everybody up, really.
Oh, that's very good. A good answer, actually,
The only thing about it is, if someone's hanging onto a lamppost with their shirt hanging out, that's always a sign that they might be a bit drunk.
We don't want the vomit in the back of the cab.
That's one thing you don't want.
Well, look, Mark, the good news, the even more good news, is that you get to choose a souvenir gift prize for spending this time with us and becoming inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. So the next thing you'll hear is some awful music. Here it comes. And then what you'll hear is a list of prizes with a short description of each, Mark. So listen carefully, because you could be taking home one of these glamorous gifts. Here we go.
Right. A Talk Radio mug.
It's a mug that has a Talk Radio logo on it, and also it's black, like your cab is and you aren't.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Yes, you can also find haikus on Twitter, the news in haikus, at news_haikus, although those ones aren't handwritten.
Do you want to do that address again as you really bodge that up?
News_haikus.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, as held by The Moose, a strange man who was on the show last week playing Paul Rossmaster, and will be back later on today on the show doing the showbiz news.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
Written by John Holmes, a man who would happily admit that he doesn't know about Beyonce's urination cycles.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing should people called Annette be allowed into football stadiums, as it could lead to confusion when putting up the goals.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Unfortunately, not a 2017 calendar, as Colin Murray left and they didn't decide that the calendars were worth it. Now he's gone.
We fished them out of a skip.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, but they did reinvest in the colanders. I say reinvest. When we scribble of them, we now write 2017 rather than 2016.
And we wanted a calendar, but there was a typo in an email. Which of those would you like? Taxi driver Mark.
I'm going to go for the mug.
Which one? Talk Radio, Talk Sport, or Talk Sport 2?
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the correct answer. It is on its way to you, Mark. Thank you very much indeed for being our lonely luncher today. That is Mark in South London. He drives a cab and eats porridge with blueberries on. Good, we like Mark. If you would like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, well, very simple, isn't it? All you need to do is email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Right, it's 5 to 2, so... Time for Headline Hijack. Made up news in the bulletin, which is coming in 5 minutes' time. All you have to do is get your lie to us and hear it broadcast as fact. It's fake news writ large, and we've been doing this long before anyone had even heard of fake news. Talk Radio, ahead of the curve. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Okay, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This has come in from Michael, who says Beyonce and Jay-Z have announced that whilst they have not settled on names for their twins quite yet, they've both agreed that both of the children's names will be hashtags. The pop stars have said that this should help them in the pursuit of fame.
Very good, very true. They're already, of course, celebrities, aren't they? Celebrity fetuses, celebrity feti, the paparazzi trying to get shots of them as we speak. Footage earlier we saw hundreds of paparazzi gathered around Beyonce's fufu trying to get shots of the unborn children. If there are any, of course, Talk Radio will bring you details of that as we get it. A source from inside Buckingham Palace, this has come in from Charles, has revealed that the Queen has drawn up a number of rules ahead of Donald Trump's state visit. The peculiar rules include one that the President has to keep his distance from the monarch, who will be wearing a don't grab this sign, and that when Donald meets Prince Philip, absolutely no recording devices are allowed to be turned on of any description whatsoever. I mean, that could really cause
probably a good idea,
peak offence, couldn't it, given both of their track records. And Cornelius, you've got one more there.
Yes, I do. According to Sean, the English FA have announced that it is considering plans to boycott the 2018 Russian World Cup due to suspected corruption in the process of choosing the host nation. Vladimir Putin has replied to this, saying that he's willing to invite the English team to enter at the semi-final round, which is said to be being considered by the FA.
Thank you very much indeed. But we do need a winner. We need somebody who is today's headline hijacker. The name of today's who is victorious going into Victoria's news?
It's Angela.
Angela, excellent. And where's Angela from?
London.
Okay. Well done, Angela. You've got your made-up news story in the news, which is next. Also coming, very simply, work experience punditry. Matilda will be back waltzing in here with geeky, gadgety tech reviews. Today, It's Thursday, so that means a brand new edition of Paul Rossmaster. Now, one of the new badass women from Talk Radio's new weekend show, Badass Woman's Hour, Emma, she's going to be on playing Paul Rossmaster. There's a diversity paper review. We'll be trying to help Johnny Depp out with his terrible woes, and showbiz news with a man from TalkSport who knows nothing of showbiz and has no interest in it. That's the Moose. He's coming up between now and 4 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's a Thursday. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, full...
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
TradePoint, we've got low and competitive prices all day, every day on all your trade essentials. Like all-in ballast, just £1.56 a bag. And bonding plaster, 25 kilograms, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade essentials at TradePoint. Trade only. TradePoint!
The new Vauxhall Mokka X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mokka X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mokka X offers. Personal contract hire offer on Mokka X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advance rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit plan outlined. Lawyers struck off after fake soldier claims. And new rules on puppy breeding.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May's plans for leaving the EU have been revealed in a 77-page white paper. The Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron says it shows the government is committed to a hard Brexit that will damage the economy. While Brexit Secretary David Davis has hit back at Labour's suggestion, the document didn't protect EU citizens living in the UK.
I'm not going to be throwing people out of Britain, and for him to suggest that is outrageous. But let me say this to him. The European Union nationals, I want to see have all the rights they currently have. But I also want to see British citizens have their rights too.
The Archbishop of Canterbury insists he was completely unaware of alleged historical abuse involving a former colleague at a Christian holiday camp for teenage boys. Justin Welby's been speaking after the Church of England apologised over its handling of claims dating back to the 1970s. A human rights lawyer who cold-called alleged victims of abuse by British soldiers in Iraq has been struck off for acting dishonestly. Phil Shiner had 12 misconduct charges against him proven at a tribunal hearing. The solicitor, once named Human Rights Lawyer of the Year, previously admitted 9 allegations of acting without integrity. The Prince of Wales has met leaders of some of the world's biggest brands to discuss reducing marine pollution and the amount of plastic in our oceans. It's the first time firms including Adidas and Unilever have come together on the issue. Prince Charles says the way products are designed needs rethinking to move away from a throwaway mentality.
To one that facilitates reuse, recovery and regeneration. We do need to consider from the very beginning the second, third, and indeed fourth life of the products we use in everyday life.
And anyone breeding and selling 3 or more litters of puppies a year will need to apply for a formal licence. Ministers want to toughen up the rules to try and protect thousands of dogs. That's the end of the news.
Thank you. Was Prince Charles for me?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought you'd like to do your impression of him.
Biscuits and Mammy, get off the throne. Let me have a go at it, Mammy. Oaty biscuits.
Thanks, John.
Do you want to do the weather now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with showers turning heavy at times. Strong winds with gales likely in the west. Highs of 12 degrees.
Yep, there's more.
In 26 minutes.
That's right.
And if you can stick to that.
And bonus news will cometh for... that's what Victoria has to do. She has to make it the time up because, of course, her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So at 2:30, we bring you bonus news today. She's very pleased because it's her favourite animal news.
Oh, yeah.
Out of animal, vegetable and mineral, because that covers everything off, apart from when we do Julia Harley Brewer news, because she's none of those three things. So today, animal news. Anyone, do you want to tease us? Is there anything we look forward to? Just name an animal that might be in there or something?
Apes.
Apes. Right, good. Thank you. Now here's Ben, speaking of apes, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former England and Chelsea midfielder Frank Lampard has announced his retirement from football aged 38. After joining from West Ham in 2001, Lampard spent 13 years at Stamford Bridge. Having been part of the club's most successful era, he left to play in America's MLS after a brief spell at Manchester City. Lampard was capped 106 times by England and won every major club honour at Chelsea. On to tonight's action. Brighton could go 4 points clear at the top of the Sky Bet Championship if they win at fifth place Huddersfield. And tonight sees the second semi-final in the African Cup of Nations between Cameroon and Ghana. Egypt are waiting for the winners in Sunday's final. And rugby, England head coach Eddie Jones has named his starting 11 for the opening Six Nations clash with France at Twickenham on Saturday. There are five changes from the side who beat Australia at the end of last year. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, there's been a major scandal in the produce industry as following an undercover investigation, it's emerged that aubergines are not a vegetable, but actually an animal. A journalist found that the strange creatures are grown on farms in Eastern Europe, have their legs and heads removed and then sold to the UK as vegetables. All aubergines have been recalled.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You are what are you doing?
Dropping my headphones.
Right.
Didn't mean to do that, sorry. Okay.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, I'm Ben Fletcher out of Off of the Pre-Recorded Sport, and I've just taken some time out from pre-recording the sport to pre-record an appeal on behalf of someone who really needs your help. One of the world's most overrated actors is in deep trouble, Depp trouble. Johnny Depp needs your help. He's just a man, a 53-year-old man who doesn't know any better, a man who's struggling financially. At time of pre-recording, Johnny Depp has only got about six mansions, a couple of French chateaus, a chain of islands in the Bahamas, and millions of pounds worth of original art, and he can barely get by. Every time I click my fingers, Johnny Depp spends £159,000 on private plane journeys. I only click my fingers once a month. But he simply can't afford this lifestyle anymore. Think about that. Think about the hardship. What if this had happened to you? What if you weren't able to spend £2.4 million on firing the ashes of Hunter S. Thompson out of a cannon? It doesn't bear thinking about. What's more, Johnny Depp has to get by on just £23,800 worth of wine a month. He desperately needs your help. Please pledge your support to the UniDep campaign and please give what you can. Thank you.
The Talk Radio appeal. It's 8 minutes past 2 o'clock, and I don't know whether you're familiar with the term alternative facts, of course. This is something that has been trumped by Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary. And this started, of course, when the photographs from President Trump's inauguration showed fewer people than they said there were at the inauguration itself. And then this whole row started whereby he would say one thing which was a lie, but it wasn't a lie. It turned out he said it was an alternative fact. Anyway, we thought we'd do today's texting on alternative facts, please. So if you've got an alternative fact on any subject that you'd like to share, then do so. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What have you got, Cornelius?
This is from me.
Yep.
Who says... in schools in Mexico, they actually teach people how to commit crime as a class.
Yes.
Other classes include guacamole making, wall jumping, and sombrero wearing.
And that is an alternative fact. Mm. Here's one for you. Mick Hucknall is solid pork.
Is that it?
It's a fact. The Bible originally built up week by week and came with a free binder. Mm. Another fact from you, Cornelius.
Yes, orange is the single strongest colour that there is. That's why we should worship Donald Trump. He is so strong, he is able to crush a man's skull with his hands. The US government had his hand size chemically reduced as he was considered a national threat. That was about in 2002.
There you go. And another one for you now, just while you're thinking of yours to send in. Eskimos, this is interesting, Eskimos have just one word for thesaurus. It's thesaurus. Alternative facts. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Get them to us. And while you're working them out, it's time for Work Experience Punditry. Reviewing things. It's a radio staple, isn't it? But what we like to do is give that task to the next generation of reviewers, of broadcasters, of pundits, of critics, by inviting our work experiences to have a go. We don't put them in front of a kettle. We don't put them in front of a photocopier. Well, we do. But we also put them in front of a microphone. We don't put them in front of Julia Hartley Brewer because she punches them. But we welcome back Matilda. She was here last week. She's waltzed back. Never gets old, that, does it, Matilda? With today's geeky, gadgety tech stuff. What have you got?
I have got lots of exciting things.
That's good. By the way, before you start, can you smell Cornelius's barges?
Whenever can you not?
Yeah, fair point.
What?
Yeah. Well, the first thing you said to Matilda when she came in was, can you smell my barges?
I said it to you.
Well, she was sitting here.
Yeah, but I meant it to you, because you always moan about the food
They're
I
always
bring
flirting.
In.
It's really embarrassing.
Flirty Cornelius.
Yeah. No, with his barges.
Yeah. Anyway, Matilda said she was going to get Can You Smell My Barges tattooed onto her lower back as a sort of slogan.
Very odd.
All right. Fine. Okay. Tech us up.
All right. Well, some tech news for you. Mm. There are packets of crisps in America that also work as breathalyzers.
Of course there are.
Yep. Tostitos, a US tortilla chip brand, have created a high-tech packet with a functional breathalyzer. You blow into a hole at the top of the bag and it'll light up green or red to let you know if you're safe to drive. And if you're not safe to drive, it can call you an Uber and give you $10 off.
Call you an Uber? Oh, you big Uber. It's a calling you an Uber joke.
Yeah. And also, there aren't that many. They only made a really small limited number just to give to VIPs in the media, which seems really silly because it's like, what's the point in doing this thing that would make loads of people safe and is a good idea but not generally release it? But it was to do with the Super Bowl and drunk football fans, and it's kind of cheaper than having a proper Super Bowl advert.
Why is it a bag of crisps?
Because when you're drunk, you want to eat carbs.
Oh, right, okay.
So then you buy your crisps and then at the same time find out how drunk you are.
Oh, well, I suppose that makes some sort of sense.
Maybe not in Britain. I don't know anyone who gets really drunk and eats Doritos. I think you need, like, you know, you need kebab breathalyzers.
Kebabalizers.
Yes, exactly.
That would work. Actually, you might be onto something here, because all we need to do is any range of foodstuffs, you're right, could have... Because when you're... I mean, are you a kebab?
Do you
partake of a kebab when drunk?
No. My boyfriend likes kebabs, but there's so... Like, it's chewy fat. It just makes me want to throw up. And I want to throw up when I'm drunk anyway.
Right.
So what if
we had breathalyzers in pools of vomit?
No.
So if you...
So when you're lapping up the vomit?
No. No. When you're sick, right?
Right.
And you think, am I sick because I'm drunk? or because I'm ill.
Wait, but
and
the
then
sick
you
comes
blow, you
from
you blow into
stomach,
the sick.
So you're going to have to have you're going to have to swallow it to begin with, well, at the beginning of the night, the breathalyzer, and then throw it back up. Is that the plan?
Oh, okay. All right. So you could do, yeah, all right. So you swallow the breatharizer.
The breatharizer.
Yeah, which is...
you're going to be needing one.
Which is, yes, I think I do. Which, well, no, let me finish, because you think I've made a mistake with words, but I haven't. Because the breatharizer that I'm talking about is the one where the actress Brenda Blethyn... you blow into her to see whether you're drunk or not.
That was a nice save.
Thank you.
God, what a professional.
That's what I am.
So, my next bit of tech news.
I haven't finished with this one yet.
Oh, God, what? So, there's so much vomit and bodily functions.
So, there's... So, you
but... You're still on Blethyn.
I think we've got a new tagline for Talk Radio there.
It's not even grammatically
do you
correct.
Do want it tattooed on your lower back with your other one?
I've only got so much lower back.
So, if you... But, so you can add it to food that drunk people will eat, right?
Yes.
So your boyfriend goes for kebabs, right?
Right.
Fine. But what? So what would be your food of choice while drunk?
Super noodle toasty.
Super noodle toasty. Well, there you go.
What? Sorry, what?
Yeah. Oh my God. Right. It's the best. If you have a toasty machine, and you can, it's really good with wraps as well. Like, you get your wrap and you put it in, and then you make chicken soup noodles and put it in the wrap, and then cheese, and then another wrap on top, and then bend the toasty machine, and then you've got the perfect drunk food.
This is like Saturday Kitchen. Yeah. Isn't it?
It's amazing. It's like all the carb and squishiness, yeah, but also thin, crispy layer that you want, and it's...
Is it? Ah, is it?
It's great.
Can you make us one and bring it in?
Tilda's top tips, yeah. I can.
Yeah, do, next time.
Tilda's top one.
Shut up.
Okay, so... All right, next.
My mother might be listening to this. Right. Ocado, the UK online supermarket, are developing robot hands to avoid bruising bananas.
Your mother's listening to this.
I'm so bad at everything. Why do you have me back? Okay. Right. Yes. Robotic arms, yes, packing groceries. It's a thing.
Wow.
It's going to be dexterous enough not to bruise bananas, crack eggs, or even fumble. It's called the RBO Hand 2 with flexible proper fingers and pressurised air.
Do you wish you hadn't come in today now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always wish I hadn't come in, yeah, but there's, you know, the allure.
Yeah.
The well, glamour.
I know, isn't it? So it's got what fingers?
Rubber. Yeah, flexible rubber fingers.
Right.
So there are other grippers that they've used on similar machines before, such as ones involving suction or balls filled with a sand-like material. But this should be better because it apparently takes the form of a human hand. I have a photo. It doesn't look like a human hand.
Not really, no.
But it was made in Germany, so maybe they have different hands there.
Yeah. Oh, it's the sort of thing Donald Trump they could sponsor.
Good. Donald Trump? What, to...
No, hands.
Oh, yeah, but use...
Well, Donald Trump, it's the sort of thing that Donald Trump, because he has famously tiny hands, but also uses them to grope cats, doesn't he? So maybe Trump could endorse this as a sort of...
Yeah, but
merchandise.
He could.
It's all I'm suggesting.
I don't know how well, because obviously Ocado is the supermarket we're talking about here, yeah, and that's, you know, what's it called? The liberal elite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how big a Trump fan they tend to be.
Well, that's true. I mean, but then
it's
you're
a new
talking,
market to go for.
Well, you're talking Waitrose.
I mean,
people who shop in Waitrose tend to read the Daily Mail, don't they? I think probably, is that right? In Middle England, isn't it?
I haven't got statistics on this.
No, me either. I'm just making it up. But Middle England sounds like it, probably. And so I just wonder if that would be something they go for. I don't know.
It could be. And it also links into Brexit because there was the whole EU banana scandal. It's all, you know, full circle.
Is it a slur on those of us who think we have hands that could be... with which we could softly squeeze fruit. I mean, I don't think I would bruise a banana or any other kind of fruit deliberately. I would gently squeeze a fruit.
Well, apparently in the Andover warehouse, they don't have workers who can efficiently grasp fruit.
So, sorry, it's a hand and it's in Andover.
Yep. The RBO Hand 2 in Andover.
In Andover. And it's German, like the name Hans. We can't top that.
No.
I mean, really can't. But
I bring you the best material.
You do. Where are we going after the traffic and travel?
We are going to a computer that can beat humans at poker and make millions of pounds.
Right, there we go. All right, thank you very much. That's Tilda. She's with us doing Tilda's Top Tech.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You got to do it every week now. Every week.
Pay me.
Tilda's Top Tech. We'll be back with it after traffic and travel. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
It's your last chance to get great savings on selected sofas at DFS. Hurry, savings end Monday.
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
I don't know. The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, I can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. It's a mega week. EuroMillions are making 10 guaranteed UK millionaires who will also win a dip into paradise in their own private pool. Get your tickets for Tuesday and Friday's events. EuroMillions. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
It's a struggle for the M23. It's shut in both directions because of ongoing emergency repair works from Junction 9 to the Gatwick Airport towards the M25. In the West Midlands, the M6 is queuing southbound. It's not helped by a breakdown earlier, just by Junction 8 for the M5 link. And in South Yorkshire, the M1 is queuing southbound. Long delays there because of a broken down vehicle earlier, just by Junction 23 for Catcliffe. And in Cambridgeshire, it's looking very slow for the A14 eastbound because of an accident earlier, just around Junction 23 for the Spittles interchange. I'm Cavi Patel.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sportscast pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
22 minutes past 2, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and we are midst work experience punditry. It's time for Tilda's Top Tech. So this is geeky, gadgety tech stuff. As reviewed already, we have discussed the ins and outs of breathalyzer crisps and gropey fruit robot hands. Gropey fruit robot hands. From Ocado.
Yes.
All right, good.
Known for their groping.
No, legally they're not.
Other online supermarkets are available.
Yeah, they don't grip you either. You're getting a Cardo mixed up with Dave Lee Travis.
Easy mistake to make,
isn't it? Right, carry on.
Right, so computers can beat humans at poker as well as at chess and a game called Go that I've never heard of. Maybe it's Go Fish. I don't know. I didn't do the proper research.
Okay.
Apparently this is a big deal because poker is way more complicated than things like chess because it is a game with imperfect information. So if you're playing chess, you can both players can see the entire board, whereas there's a lot more going on in poker. You don't know what's happening and they have to be able to lie, which is complicated for a robot. So there's an artificial intelligence called Libratus, and it's beaten four of the world's best poker players in a 20-day tournament.
Yes.
That culminated late on Monday.
So it's a robot poker, but doesn't that take the... I mean, I guess I don't play poker at all. I don't really know how to. Yes, it's not a part of my life I need to fill. But if I did enjoy it, I presume I would be in it for the human interaction of it. Mm.
I played it in sick form for the Tunnocks tea cakes. That's why I was there.
For the what?
Tunnocks tea cakes.
I know what they are. What do you mean? That was what you're betting for?
Yes.
Okay.
That's, right. It's a part of your life you might want.
Did you
fulfilled.
Win?
Yeah, oh. I did. It was great.
Oh, well, this is a story close to your heart.
I'm not a compulsive gambler.
Doesn't a robot take the fun out of it? Just like it does with squeezing fruit?
Well, the people who play poker online are already weird obsessives who are probably quite into artificial intelligence and robots, so it probably gives them an extra kick. Mm. But it did also take home $1.7 million in chips, which they probably didn't enjoy. They weren't playing for real money, but if they were, they probably wouldn't have been very happy.
Right. And so what is it? How does it work?
Okay, well, there's lots of science that I don't understand because I'm not a scientist, but it's to do with algorithms. So they plug in all this stuff about how the game could possibly work and all the possibilities.
However many possibilities. So it's playing the odds, isn't it?
And then, it learned as it went along. So it started playing randomly, but over the course of playing trillions of hands, it was able to refine its approach.
You're obsessed with hands today, by the way.
Yeah, I am. Read into it what you will. And apparently it could have a variety of applications. Now it's learned how to do poker. Apart from recreational games, it could negotiate business deals or do military cybersecurity strategies, apparently, or medical treatment, anywhere where humans are required to do strategic reasoning with imperfect information.
I see. So it's in real world use, then, other than military use, it's there for a game of poker.
Yeah, but the medical thing is real world stuff.
Well, yes, I suppose.
And business deals, set it down to negotiate for you. I don't. How would that even work, though?
I don't know. Don't you think it's all part of this sinister plot, of which I now think you're part, because that's two robot stories you brought in today.
It's tech. You asked me to do tech.
Yeah.
What tech does not involve robotics? Exactly.
Breathalyzer crisps.
Robots in the crisps.
Design and technology.
Technology in design and technology.
They're all robots.
Yeah, even those little wooden-y things that you would make with the handle and something would move up and down. That's a robot, really, isn't it?
Mm. All right, good. Have you got more robot?
I do. I've got one that's not a robot, but it is also science.
Right. So you've answered your own question then?
Yeah.
But, oh, God, I can't even say words in a proper order. You should never have me on again. Scientists have turned cooking oil into a material 200 times stronger than steel. So it probably involves some robots, but not the same sort of robots.
Okay, nice save for them, for you as well. Good.
There's a nanomaterial called graphene.
Yes, there is. Graphene.
As well you know.
Because it's the strongest substance, isn't it, graphene?
Yeah, it's harder than diamond.
Yeah.
And it's very flexible at the same time, which is impressive. And it used to be really, really expensive to make because it would have to be made in a vacuum at a really intense heat using purified ingredients, and it all adds up on a Cardo. Yeah.
Well, the ingredients presumably come from a Cardo.
Yes, of course, purified. Mm. But now scientists in Australia have managed to create graphene in normal air conditions using soybean cooking oil.
Right.
A win for the vegans.
Yeah.
There's a new technique called GraphAir, and it involves heating soybean oil in a tube furnace for about 30 minutes, causing it to decompose into carbon building blocks. The carbon is then rapidly cooled on a foil made of nickel, where it diffuses into a thin rectangle of graphene that's just 1 nanometer thick, about 80,000 times thinner than human hair.
And what are we going to use it for?
Everything.
Right.
It can help phone batteries last 25% longer.
Right.
And it has the potential to filter fuel out of air.
What right. sort of fuel?
Fuel.
Air, what, fuel that's just hanging around in the air?
Well, it won't be once we've sucked it out with graphene.
What sort of fuel hangs around in the air? You mean like vapour? Like sort of petrol vapour or something?
Yeah. And it Let's go with that.
Okay, fine.
Petrol vapour that lurks in the air can be suctioned out and compressed and put in cars. I've made that all up.
Right, good. But it sounded real.
Thank you.
It was what we'll call that is an alternative fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Speaking of which, by the way, just bear with us a moment, because I don't know if you've ever heard sort of talk radio before, but occasionally if someone is speaking in Parliament or across the world, then we'll break off what we're doing and go straight to it to take it live. We're just about to do that because Donald Trump, it turns out, is doing a speech. Donald Trump's doing a speech. He's speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, and here he is. This is what he's got to say.
That's why President Eisenhower and Senator Carlson had the wisdom to gather together 64 years ago to begin this truly great tradition. But that's not all they did together.
And that's it. Donald Trump there speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast. And we had to cut away from that because he has just waterboarded a Muslim during that speech. So we didn't want to bring you that particularly. Very quickly, one more tech item, very quickly.
Have you ever played Club Penguin?
Is this like club when you club a seal?
No.
Oh.
Similar,
then no.
By Disney online. It's a MMO, which is a massively multiplayer game online.
Glad you clarified that.
Yep. It's closing after 12 years. You could go there and be a little penguin and wander around with your mates and chat to strangers on the internet, but they filtered out all the bad words. And now it's closing and they're going to change it into something else. And it's really sad.
What are they changing it into? Are they modernising it?
Club Penguin Island, apparently, on March 29th. But there was this long-running rumour that if enough penguins got on the iceberg and you all drilled at the same time, the iceberg would flip. And I remember everyone talking about this and it never happened. And then Disney made it so that it would actually happen as part of the thing closing it. And it flipped up. And then there was like a penguin party area underneath with free hats.
Didn't understand a word of that last one. But anyway, there we go. That's Tilda's Top Tech on a Thursday. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Waltzing in here, wasn't she, with all of that? Yeah. Good. Back next week?
Sure.
Yeah, great. Good. In the next half an hour of this programme, then, we will bring you things, not least showbiz, from a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Today, Reese isn't here, he's our regular. Today, The Moose. As regular Talk Radio listeners will know, The Moose. The Moose does TalkSport. He does all the stuff on Paul Ross's breakfast show. Anyway, it's on the way in the next half an hour. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
It's understood a deal with the train drivers' union could be announced later in the Southern Rail dispute. Talks with ASLA have been taking place aimed at a series of strikes over who should control train doors. It comes as the RMT union says workers on Merseyrail will be balloted for industrial action over a similar dispute about the role of guards. The government has set out its negotiating strategy for the UK's withdrawal from the EU, saying the plan's a vision for a truly independent Britain. The white paper expands on Theresa May's speech on the subject last month, but Labour says the document says nothing. Here's Brexit Secretary David Davis.
It confirms the Prime Minister's vision of an independent, truly global UK and an ambitious future relationship with the European Union.
The Bank of England has upped its forecast for growth. It expects the UK economy to grow by 2% in 2017, up from a November forecast of 1.4%. The Archbishop of Canterbury has denied any knowledge of physical abuse at a Christian holiday camp where he worked in the 1970s. Justin Welby says he was only made aware of allegations against camp leader John Smythe in 2013. Mike Ashley's sports director Direct has bought an 11% stake in French Connection. The fashion retailer has been battling falling profits and sliding sales. The weather cloudy with showers turning heavy at times. Very strong winds with gales likely in the west. Highs of 12 degrees. Thanks for that interruption. There's more in half an hour.
Sorry, I had a little cough there.
It was not very nice to listen to.
Apologise. Mm-hmm. You on the news?
Yes, and you're at
it. Yeah, sorry, I got a cough as well.
Right, so now, did you say there's more in half an hour?
Yeah, I did.
But there's more now!
Yeah!
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Now, she has to do that on a regular basis, daily basis, really, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So she brings us bonus news to make the time up. And today, it's...
From aardvarks to zebra, this is Animal News.
So, Agnes,
why did you put fanfare for the common man under that this week?
I just thought I'd make it sound a bit more epic.
It was epic. I'm giving you that. Certainly epic. Go on in.
Okay, so starting with an epic story, and it's one of my favourite animal stories ever. Ooh. And it was sent to me on Twitter from Cheryl. So if you want to do the same, you can. My Twitter name is Victoria underscore Born, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. Anyway, Tinder for orangutans.
What?
Exactly, it's amazing. So a zoo in the Netherlands has started a four-year experiment to try to increase the breeding chances of female orangutans. It involves showing them pictures of possible partners from an international great ape breeding program.
What?
So they can choose who they like the look of.
No offence. They do look the same.
Oh, racist.
I'm not. It can't be racist about an orangutan.
Oh.
I don't think they do look the same.
They do.
I mean, they look quite similar, but... Anyway, but it's the study's looking at their emotions as well. But Appenhule Primate Park has had some problems, including finding a touchscreen device which is strong enough for the primates to use. So they're following on from a scheme in Germany, which has done the same with orangutans and bonobos. And I think they initially started off with just showing them on a computer.
What they're interested in, though, certainly bonobos, right, aren't even... They're just interested in each other's bottoms, aren't they?
Well, who says what pictures they're showing?
Oh, well, no, you didn't say that, did you?
No, I didn't.
So if mate, a bonobo... I mean, is it the bonobo that when sexually aroused...
I wouldn't know.
...has a... Well, that's not true. ...has a blue bottom? Is that a bonobo?
I don't know.
Or is that a mandrill? Anyway, whichever one it is, I think the bottom changes colour when it's aroused. So what you'd need to do is show it pictures of bottoms for it to choose a bottom liked the look of.
But we're talking about orangutans at the moment.
Can anyone join?
No.
I mean,
I don't think you'd be eligible, Cornelius, because you're not on the Great Ape breeding program.
It would up your chances of getting a date, Cornelius. I mean...
But he's had plenty of chances getting dates with his mum.
Oh, that's really immature during animal news.
Yeah.
Moving on, the animal rights group PETA is being mocked after it called for plastic Warhammer figures costumes to be changed because they appear to be wearing fur. And it's in particular the Viking-style space wolves which are wearing these kind of garments. But fans of the game are outraged and baffled about the animal rights organisation, saying it's only painted plastic, but it's what PETA wants.
I didn't understand...
It's a classic nerds versus hippies showdown.
Yeah.
Right, so Warhammer.
Nerds. So,
Is the game.
Yeah, Warhammer the game.
Yeah, PETA hippies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, some of the... What is it called? The Viking-style space wolves.
So,
they have fake fur.
You glossed over that. What's a Viking-style space wolf?
So that's one of the characters in Warhammer.
Okay.
So their little outfits have fur on them. And Peter's saying...
They're wolves, though.
Yeah, but Peter's saying, nah, we don't like
but
fur.
But wolves have fur. Do they not like wolves?
But they're... I don't think they're literal wolves. They're kind of creatures, aren't they?
I don't know, because I don't know about Warhammer, because I've got, let me think, a life. So...
There was a film you could have watched, too, though, directed by David Bowie's son.
Yeah, Duncan Jones.
Yeah.
Came out last year.
Yeah.
I think I saw it.
Oh, there you go. So the little outfits.
Get a life.
It was rubbish.
Skirts and fur collars. But the fans are like, of Warhammer are saying, you know, it's only panes of plastic, so shut up.
Yeah, well, yeah, if it's not real fur, do shut up. What are they moaning about?
But that's what they've been kicking off about. And I've got one more, which is a really lovely one.
Is it? Oh.
So a giant teddy bear has become a surrogate mother.
Hang on a minute.
Starting that bit again. So a giant teddy bear has become a surrogate mother to a baby giant anteater.
A baby giant anteater.
I know.
How big is that?
It sounds like an oxymoron. So it's not very big yet. It's only a month old.
Okay, fine.
So London Zoo says Beanie, that's the baby's mum, Inca. The mum's called Inca, is unable to care for her, so they had to find an alternative for her to cuddle because the babies cling on to their mums. So they've got this giant teddy bear, and apparently Beanie's going to be hand-fed till she's about 6 months old, so for another 5 months or so. And then she'll eventually grow up to 7 feet in length and weigh as much as 45 kilograms. And if you want to see Beanie cuddling the teddy, then you can on my Twitter page, Victoria_born.
Spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Thanks, Cornelius. Thus concludes Animal News.
Animal News.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Could you track down ape Tinder? What do they call it, by the way? What do they call it?
I think it's called Tinder for orangutans.
Well, that's not a very catchy, is it? Because all the other ones, like the Tinder's Tinder, Grinder, Grinder, Brenda.
What's Brenda?
There was Bristler. That was for bearded men and women.
For bearded women who like the feel
of
bearded men.
But you didn't let me finish.
What's
the women don't necessarily have to be bearded.
What's Brenda, did you say? Well, you know, like Grinders.
Yeah. okay.
That's what that is. I know that because one told me. So, what would you call it? There's a text in. What were we going to call... Tinder for apes. It needs a catchy name, that, doesn't it? You know?
Plenty of apes.
Oh, that's quite good.
Because it's got to have the same... It's got to fit in with Tinder and Grindr.
Well, plenty of fishes.
I know it is, but Grind... It's got that.
You mean it's got to have on the end of it?
Yeah. And what, and that's, it's just got, if it's got pictures of bums...
Ranger.
Got pictures of bums... Oh, no. Nothing on that. Anyway, let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a suggestion for the name of the orangutan Tinder.
Showbiz news coming shortly with a man from TalkSport who knows nothing about or has any interest in showbiz. It's the Moose on Showbiz next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone. And I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife! Butch!
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Still a struggle for the M23. It's shut in both directions in Surrey and West Sussex. So that's from Junction 9 for the Gatwick Airport towards the M25 because of ongoing emergency repair works. Elsewhere, the M6 long queue southbound because of a breakdown earlier. Between Junction 8 for the M5 and Junction 7 for Great Bar, queues back into Junction 9 as a result. And in Cambridgeshire, the A14 eastbound is looking very slow because of an accident earlier between Junction 23 for the Spittles Interchange and Junction 24. I'm Cavi Patel.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
You read something in the papers, you see something on TV, you hear something on the radio, and it really gets your goat, winds you up. Who do you discuss it with? Your wife, your mates, your friends at work, your husband? You can now share your thoughts on the big issues of the day with the whole country. Better call Paul. Get on to me and I'll put you on the radio about the big burning issues of the day, and we'll hear from you. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Talk Radio will get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thank you very much for all your suggestions that are coming in, by the way, for the name of the orangutan dating app. It does need a name. The front run at the moment. Thank you very much, Keith. I'm not reading that out. but I think Date Ape is probably the, probably the front run at the moment.
Yeah.
Date Ape.
Yeah.
So... anyway, get this coming in. Names for the orangutan dating app. 8722.
Start your message.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The government's white paper has laid out the government's 12 principles for Brexit. Of course, that plan has been published this afternoon. Interest rates have been left unchanged at 0.25% by the Bank of England this afternoon. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Just looking at the news. I can't get my head around it.
No, well, it's all right, Cornelius, because we are doing it for you, and we're doing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present analysis of the highest kind. It's the news in haikus.
Beyonce's with twins. Brown babies, so Trump probably won't let them out.
News in haikus. So, good afternoon. You're listening to what can only be described as Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes on it. And it's time now for the showbiz with a man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Now, ordinarily, of course, you'll know that that is brought to us by Rhys from Talk Sport, but by popular demand, following his appearance on last week's Paul Ross Master Quiz, we are joined by The Moose.
Afternoon.
Afternoon, The Moose.
I take it we're not talking about Frank Lampard retiring.
Don't know what that is. But anyway, we are talking about show business. Yeah. Now, you are qualified, right?
Yeah, I've got some big showbiz friends.
Yeah.
Ollie Murs, big respect.
In what sense is he your showbiz friend?
I met him twice.
Good.
Last time I was down at Crystal Palace, I told James MacArthur, I'm looking forward to seeing you in concert next Wednesday. I need to realise it was actually James Arthur.
Right. Yeah, well, that's not the first time you've showbiz cocked up, is it, really?
Because
I think international news, including Cosmopolitan magazine, ran your tweets when you were at Wimbledon last summer. Yeah. And tell us what happened there.
Well, I was very excited because you see all these people going into the sort of the rich and the famous, but also sports stars, stars that are from screen and TV, and musicians.
Yeah.
And I got very excited because coming across the road, I spotted Craig David.
Craig David.
So wow. I've taken a picture and I put on Twitter,
yeah.
right? I've just seen Craig David at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So I had to turn my phone onto aircraft because I was about to do an interview with Billie Jean King. Did the okay. interview. Sent the interview back. And suddenly my phone is like, you know, people laughing at me, calling me an idiot. Whatever. So I had no idea what was going on. I took the phone and I looked down, and it turned out it wasn't Craig David, but some geezer called Drake.
Yeah, Sir Francis Drake.
Or Blake or whatever his name. I don't know.
Drake.
And Drake. Then for weeks afterwards, there were loads of like celebrity magazines. The one you mentioned, yeah. I thought Cosmopolitan was a women's magazine.
It is. You were in it. You
well,
were
like I was
the,
in that as well.
Yeah, you were the pin-up.
Wow. all having a go at me because I couldn't recognise Blake Drake or whatever his name was from Craig David.
Well, you know, that qualifies you as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. I've got a very exciting first story.
Go through the showbiz. What have you got?
But once he's pregnant.
Yes.
Apparently with your twins. Is. Right, Jay-Z's wife
yeah.
has revealed surprise baby news while putting a big bump on show. She's 35. I didn't realise she was 35.
Yeah.
I knew she was a singer. Her husband, Jay-Z, they're already parents, the two of them, to a five-year-old called Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
Of course, the kid Blue Ivy.
They did.
Obviously, yeah, of course. So anyway, Be Once Knowles is pregnant, and what do we think about that?
What do we think about that? Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I believe it's become the most Instagram-liked something picture in Instagram history, as though that's a qualification. But anyway, but yes, you're right. She is up the duff with twice
twins.
Two of Jay-Z's sperms have upped her duff.
By the way, it says here, right, that she put thank you for your wishes, the Carters. Is that their surname, the Carters?
Is it?
I think it's Jay-Z's real name is something Carter.
Well, that should be JC.
Sorry,
then.
Jay what?
Jay-Z.
Not Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
No, it says here Jay-Z.
Yeah, call him by his proper name. That's
sorry,
right.
Sorry, yeah. I think his real name is a Carter. Is Carter his surname.
Well,
so.
Why isn't he J.C.?
Well, I don't know. Zed is more of a ring to it.
Not really,
it?
Does it?
Yeah.
Why not just... Is he really called Jay as well? What's his actual name? Does anyone know?
I
not
don't
you,
know.
News, obviously.
No.
He's called
it's
Craig
rubbish,
David,
by the way. J.Z., if your actual surname begins with a C.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense. Anyway,
he's just
it's show business. It doesn't have to make sense, does it? So, okay,
no.
So she, are there any stories? Because obviously now these, before they're even born, are celebrity fetuses now.
Of course, absolutely.
Are there any reports of paparazzi gathering round Beyonce's fufu in order to try and take a picture?
Her what?
Her fufu.
All right.
Her hoo-ha. To try and get a picture of the twins in the womb. Because that picture's going to be worth a lot of money.
Well, what I would do, if I was over in America, where they live, I assume they live in America, doesn't actually say where, just outside her home, but now I've learned that they're Americans, I presume they live in America. What I would do is I would try and bribe the doctor to give me, when they next do the old...
Scan,
that's right. And they put the cold stuff on her tummy and do the old, you know, get the picture out. And to just print off another one, give it to me. If you can get one of those, they are worth
it. It's going to be worth a lot of money, that is.
Fortune.
But there's got to be, I mean, the paparazzi these days, though, are quite smart, aren't they? I mean, they know how to take photos. There's lenses for every occasion. You work in sport, you've seen this.
Oh, yeah,
so,
long lenses.
A long lens, at the side of a match, at the side of a pitch, there's got to be a lens designed to get into a celebrity now, right? When they're not expecting it, to take a photo of, because we've, you know, it's all very, all these long lens, long shots from, you know, topless princesses on balconies and stuff. But it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, you'd want to see one of those.
No, before the paparazzi.
Which magazine was that?
Get some sort of foreign one. Get sort of a weird lens, like into Beyonce somehow. I mean, I don't mind what end it goes from. But either way, I think there's money to be made by photographing her twins
absolutely.
In the womb. Imagine that.
How could you prove it was their twins, though?
Well, I don't know.
Well, they won't be wearing matching underwear and a big veil.
So you could just get any picture of somebody.
What's
so I
twins?
Could basically go down to Barnett Hospital this afternoon, maternity wing, get someone who's just had a scan, get a picture, you know, one of those little black and white things, but you can't even tell what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, when our first one, Amber, was born, we went for the scan. We got the picture. And my wife's like crying. Oh, it's fantastic. Look at this. I'm looking at it. I couldn't make out which way round it was. I mean, apparently you could see her head.
Yeah, you could.
And her legs. I couldn't. Well, because it was black and white grainy stuff. I mean, I was so bad, actually, when Amber was born. But, you know, I'm waiting for that moment. You know, the doctor says, Mr. Abrahams, congratulations, you have a baby boy. So I'm standing. And I've watched Amber being born. So I'm giving it hurting me to hold and what have you. They cleaned her up and I'm waiting for this moment. I don't know what it is. So I had to turn around to the nurse and say, excuse me, is it a boy or a girl? Because this naming thing is important.
Yeah.
And she held Amber up like a chicken and says, have a look. So I'm having a look. And I was thinking, initially, what am I looking at? And of course, then I suddenly realised if it's got something, it's a boy. If it hasn't, it's a girl. Therefore, it was a
How did you even conceive with this knowledge? The same happened when Cass started, actually, here. What? We had to, no one was sure what she was. And we had to hold her up like a chicken in front of everyone in the office. And the only reason we treat her like a girl is because that's the way the vote went, but we're still not sure.
Sure.
Do you know how
All
many,
right, Cass.
Do you know how
She's
many,
through the glass.
Do you know how many days it is since One Direction split up?
Is this the second story?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Tell us.
No, you've got to guess.
Oh, since they split up?
Yeah.
Days?
It's important. If you were a teenager, you'd know this.
God, it's been a couple of years since then. Was it 2 years ago? 600 days.
Higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower. I think it was last year.
So you're going 300.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 415.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I got the bit of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 415 days since Harry, Liam, Niall and Lewis split up. Apparently, they've all been pictured in Los Angeles over the last couple of weeks. So are Harry, Liam, Niall and Lewis getting back together?
Which ones? Well, I know Harry because he's often in the things.
Harry Styles. Liam Payne.
There a Zayn? There's a Zayn.
Zayn Malik split. No, he left the group, didn't he?
Yeah. Only four members of One Direction around.
Right.
Yeah, there were five.
Okay. Who's Lewis? You don't hear a lot about Lewis, do you?
Yeah, Louis.
No, I'll tell you. Lewis. Actually, I know about Lewis Tomlinson because he actually is
Louis.
A big...
Huh? It's Louis, guys.
L-O-U-I-S.
Lewis.
It's definitely Louis Tomlinson.
Have you asked him?
No.
Right, there we go. Who knows more here, me or him? Right.
Yeah, go
so,
on.
No, but Lewis was involved with Doncaster Rovers Football Club, so I know that.
And Niall, was he?
Yes.
Yeah, Niall plays golf. Don't know Liam Payne from Adam, and Harry Styles I've heard of only because my daughter, Amber.
Right.
I told you a story about when she was born.
Yeah, he did, actually.
Yeah, fine. Is mad lovesick about Harry, apparently.
Is that, so which one's Adam? Has he left as well?
Adam, who's Adam?
Well, I don't know, you said you didn't know him from Adam. Which one's Adam? Which, has Adam left? Is he one of them?
No, he had a whole load of ants, apparently, way back in... Anyway, so are we excited about One Direction?
Splitting up?
No, getting back together.
Are they? Is that a fact?
Yeah.
There's a scoop. Are they? I don't know.
Here's a related story, which is very exciting. Liam Payne, who was part of the quartet of One Direction, and Cheryl, who apparently is his other half, their relationship is reportedly on the rocks. They've been together, wait for it, they've been together for a whole 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, and they're expecting a baby later. Have I told you a story about when Anna
Yeah, you told us that, yeah. Some sort of, you gave birth to a chicken or something.
No, she was held up like a chicken.
Oh, all right.
So, they split up. That's bad news, isn't it?
Sorry, who, what? Who have?
Liam Payne. I presume it's the same Liam Payne. There might be more.
Liam and Cheryl. Cheryl, you know Cheryl.
Violent Cheryl?
Yeah.
She goes out with him. I thought they were getting married or pregnant or something.
They're expecting a baby.
Right.
I've got a story for you. The only Cheryl I know is Cheryl Cole.
Well, that's who
it
is. It's
the same one.
Yeah.
No way.
But you know, she's a violent thug.
Is she?
Yeah.
How do you know it's the same Cheryl?
I don't. I just defer to Cornelius.
It is the same Cheryl.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's definitely the same Cheryl.
Wow. So actually, that's two things I knew today.
You know, but her violent thug thing, right? You know, like...
No, I knew that Louis Tomlinson...
It's a record.
Louis Tomlinson was involved with Doncaster. Yeah. Cheryl from the relationship with Liam Payne is Cheryl Cole.
Yeah. Yeah. But when she was Cheryl Tweedy, right, back when she was in Girls Aloud,
was that before or after?
I don't know.
Before everything, that's where she found.
All right.
Oh yeah. So the first thing she was famous for was being convicted of aggravated assault for punching a nightclub attendant in the face in a club in Guildford, and the judge called her a violent thug, and she is one of those because the judge said. And now she's the nation's sweetheart, and I think everyone's just forgotten the violent thuggery,
we should remind
everybody on.
She
a
used to be
basis.
A guest, not a guest, judge on one of those.
X Factor.
That's it, X Factor.
Yeah.
There you go, that's her name.
That's where they met Liam and Cheryl.
Is it?
She was their mentor when they were fairly young, 17 to 18.
Is she not a little bit old for him?
Yeah, she is. That's one of the things about it. But, you know, modern times.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, and I don't want to disrespect the lady.
You should, she's a violent thug.
Okay, but she must be over 40.
I don't know.
I don't know how old she is. No, it's probably not. She's probably about 30.
30-something.
Yeah, but Liam Payne in a boy band with Harry, Niall and Lewis must be about, what, early 20s?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're early 20s. They're my age, roughly.
Lady Gaga. Do you want to talk about her? Or is it...
Always.
There's three ways of pronouncing this. Lady Gaga, which is what I thought. Lady Gaga, because, you know, Radio Gaga, the Queen song.
Queen song, yeah.
Which, when I was growing up...
That'd be Queen Gaga.
And Lady Gaga, I hear it now as well.
The Gaga, Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Like, as in Yuri Gagarin, the Russian cosmonaut.
That's the one, absolutely. She's apparently appearing at the halftime Super Bowl show, but they're worried that she might say some naughty things about Donald Trump.
Right. Is that the story? Is that the story?
Great story.
Great, good. That's good. We'll move on. I mean, she probably will. Oh, she's the one with the meat dress, isn't she?
Yeah, that's...
She wore a dress of meat, Lady Gaga.
Is she really?
Yeah, she went to an award ceremony in a dress entirely made of meat.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Something, you know...
I once went to an event where someone was going to wear something completely made of meat, and they said to me, I couldn't come in. So I thought what I'd do is I'd just stake out the joint from the outside. Do you get it? Stay
there. Yeah.
Right, what's Death in Paradise? I've never heard of this program. Is
that it, joke?
No, is it a pudding?
No, I don't want it. Somebody called Chris Marshall, don't know him or her, it could be, has quit Death in Paradise after Caribbean filming separated him from his family.
Yeah.
Fans apparently are mourning this on Twitter. Chris Marshall, what else has he been in?
BT advert.
Is that it?
Oh, is it from the guy from my family?
That's him, yeah.
Yeah, Chris from my family.
The only thing I remember from a BT advert was Busby.
Yeah, he's in that as well. he plays the other, there's like a cop duo, I think. I've never seen it, but I'm guessing. You've got the guy out of my family in the BT advert and Busby, the animated bird, but as a cop.
And
cop
one of
duo.
The flames from the British Gas advert.
Yeah. And Sid. Do you remember Sid from... No, you don't. Sid, do you remember if you see Sid, tell him?
Oh, yeah.
From the British Gas advert.
All right, here's one for you.
Go on, then.
Cornelius got no chance because he wasn't even a sperm at this point. Right, seriously.
He is now.
Got the IQ of one, anyway. Right, what was the... you know when we drank the milk?
What?
Oh, he drank the milk. They told you to drink milk quickly because somebody was about that would nick
the
milk.
Oh, yeah, Humphrey.
Humphrey!
Thank you.
Remember that?
No. Nope.
Watch out. There's a Humphrey about.
Oh, this is brilliant, this section.
and on that showbiz bombshell.
Hang on, was Bod a boy or a girl?
Bod?
Yeah.
Androgynous.
That one.
Neither. Androgynous.
Really?
No genitals.
Okay. And Hartley Hare in Pipkins.
Was a hair.
Yeah, I know, but did he like boy hairs or girl hairs?
I think we should leave that right there. Right, there we go.
Should I do this next week?
Yeah, show me. No. Show me. Well, you're right. Get your emergence break glass. Get Moose out. And Reese isn't here. That's Moose, the Moose, out of TalkSport. A man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz with your roundup of showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Thanks, Moose. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Winston Wolfe, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess supplies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got 10 litres of Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
We love home. A good night's sleep, the smell of toast wafting up the stairs, and coming home to our mess exactly how we left it. We love knowing everything's okay. That's why we created the Nest Protect Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm. It can speak up and alert your mobile if there's a problem at home, and silently test itself up to 400 times a day. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or, if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, it's a Thursday one. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, could there be an end to the Southern Rail row? Brexit strategies outlined and Groundhog Day.
Talk Radio.
A deal to end the dispute over driver-only trains on Southern Railway will reportedly be announced later. Guards and drivers have staged months of industrial action in a row over who should open doors on trains. The government has published its negotiating strategy for leaving the EU. The white paper runs to 77 pages and includes 12 principles set out in a speech by the Prime Minister last month, which include taking control of the UK's laws. Here's Brexit Secretary David Davis.
We expect to bring forward separate legislation in areas such as customs and immigration, delivering a smooth, mutually beneficial exit. Avoiding a disruptive cliff edge will be the key. A never-ending transitional status is emphatically not what we see.
But his Labour opposite number, Sir Keir Starmer, has responded angrily.
Now there's a white paper produced too late in the day for us to ask meaningful questions of the Secretary of State here in this session today. That is completely unacceptable.
The Archbishop of Canterbury insists there was never anything that raised his suspicions while he worked alongside a man who's been accused of abuse. Justin Welby has apologised after the Church of England admitted mistakes in its handling of the claims that allegedly took place at a Christian holiday camp. A top human rights lawyer has been struck off for falsely claiming British soldiers had tortured and murdered people in Iraq. A tribunal has found Phil Shiner guilty of 12 charges of misconduct, including 5 of dishonesty. And it's Groundhog Day, and America's favourite weather animal has made his predictions. Puck's attorney Phil saw his shadow during the annual tradition in Gobbler's Knob. Why are you interrupting me?
Groundhog, that's a funny word.
It means there are 6 more weeks of winter to come, which forecasters AccuWeather say is spot on for the US.
So mature. That's what the town's called. It's what the town's called.
He laughed and you laughed.
I didn't laugh. I didn't.
It was actually, I was composed and then Cornelius interrupted.
Yeah. Sorry, could you just read the story again?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I won't interrupt this time.
Okay. It's Groundhog Day and America's favourite weather animal has made his predictions. Punk's attorney Phil saw his shadow during the annual tradition in Gobbler's Knob. He did interrupt. That means there are 6 more weeks of winter to come, which forecasters AccuWeather say is spot on for the US.
Sorry, could you just read that story again?
Why, John?
It's Groundhog Day.
Oh! Oh, man. I fell for that.
Yeah!
But I can if you want.
Yeah, go on.
It's Groundhog Day and America's favourite weather animal has made his predictions. Puck's attorney Phil saw his shadow during the annual tradition in Gobbler's Knob. That means there are 6 more weeks of winter to come, which forecasts AccuWeather. So it's spot on for the US.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there. That was tremendous. With the news... Do you know what it, is that the weather? Have you done the weather? Is that the weather?
That's the news. Well, that's the weather in America.
But that's the... All right. Come on, then. Puck's Catorny, Vic.
Talk Radio National Weather.
The Gobbler's Knob.
Cloudy with showers turning heavy at times. Very strong winds with gales likely in the west. Highs of 12 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed.
Have you ever had a town named after you, John? What? It's just a question. Just a completely irrelevant question.
Is it not linked in any way to Gobbler's Knob?
No, unlinked.
No. And now here's Ben with the sport pre-recorded
live from Gobbler's Knob.
No. No, no, it isn't. It's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from the House of Commons, where MPs are being whipped.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Former England and Chelsea midfielder Frank Lampard has announced his retirement from football aged 38 after joining from West Ham in 2000. Lampard spent 13 years at Stamford Bridge. Having been part of the club's most successful era, he left to play in America's MLS after a brief spell at Manchester City. Lampard was capped 106 times by England and won every major club honour at Chelsea. On to tonight's action, Brighton could go 4 points clear at the top of the Sky Bet Championship if they win at fifth place Huddersfield. And tonight sees the second semi-final in the African Cup of Nations between Cameroon and Ghana. Egypt awaiting for the winners in Sunday's final. And rugby, England head coach Eddie Jones has named his starting 11 for the opening Six Nations clash with France at Twickenham on Saturday. There are five changes from the side who beat Australia at the end of last year. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there it is. Ben's pre-recorded sport live from the House of Commons, where Jeremy Corbyn is applying the three-line whip to some of his rebel MPs. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, 8 minutes past three now.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the Talk Radio appeal.
Hello, I'm Ben Fletcher out of Off of the Pre-Recorded Sport, and I've just taken some time out from pre-recording the sport to pre-record an appeal on behalf of someone who really needs your help. One of the world's most overrated actors is in deep trouble, Depp trouble. Johnny Depp needs your help. He's just a man, a 53-year-old man who doesn't know any better, a man who's struggling financially. At time of pre-recording, Johnny Depp has only got about six mansions, a couple of French chateaus, a chain of islands in the Bahamas, and millions of pounds worth of original art, and he can barely get by. Every time I click my fingers, Johnny Depp spends £159,000 on private plane journeys. I only click my fingers once a month. But he simply can't afford this lifestyle anymore. Think about that. Think about the hardship. What if this had happened to you? What if you weren't able to spend £2.4 million on firing the ashes of Hunter S. Thompson out of a cannon? It doesn't bear thinking about. What's more, Johnny Depp has to get by on just £23,800 worth of wine a month. He desperately needs your help. Please pledge your support to the UniDep campaign and please give what you can. Thank you.
The Talk Radio appeal. And now it's time for the big debate. So as 114 MPs defy the party whips to vote against Brexit, where next for them? Now, earlier on the programme, we spoke to the Sun's political editor, Tom Newton-Dunn, who told us that ordinarily they'd be hung out to dry. But speculation is that, as rebellious as they were, Corbyn won't actually impose any sanctions or punishment on them at all due to his own beliefs back when he was a mere backbencher and would rebel against the government all the time. And then, of course, there's the amendments. There are any number of cross-party amendments to the Brexit bill tabled already. Breaking news is that all members of all parties are in agreement for once on this amendment. They've recommended an amendment that, quote, Nigel Farage be detrousered and stuck on top of Big Ben with the spike up his arse. That's, I'm just reading that there from the government white paper. On the line listening to that is Clementine. Hello, Clementine.
Hello.
Hello there. Is it Clementine or Clementine?
Well, I prefer Tyne.
I'll go Tyne. Thank you for joining us, Clementine. You heard me say those words there. The amendment, of course, that Nigel Farage will be stuck on the top of Big Ben with his bare arse. And you've called in because you realise, correctly, I think, that that's going to require a ladder of some sort. And you've rung into Talk Radio because you've had enough of ladders. You don't want ladders anymore. Is that right?
Well, a little bit like Trump, I don't understand them, you see.
Yeah.
And when you don't understand things, you don't like them. And for that reason, clearly, that's why I'm against ladders.
Yes. So just enlighten us as to why you don't understand them. Because to many people, the basic ladder is two straight struts with various horizontal struts strutting between them. What is it about them that you don't understand?
I don't understand how they work. I don't understand why we need them. I don't think we do need them.
Right.
Obviously, if there was a wall and people were to use ladders, and he's for a wall, I'm not. I'm not for walls or ladders, really. But going back to the whole why they're there, I don't know why they're there. And clearly, they should be got rid of. They're elitist and they're a waste of time.
Okay, and it's a strong argument. Let me bring in on the other line, Ronald. Good afternoon, Ronald.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Thanks for calling in. You've listened there to Clementine, and she doesn't like ladders at all. She doesn't understand them. You've heard her argument there. She doesn't think we need them. What do you say?
That's silly. Well, I'm very much a ladder sort of guy. Ladders have played a huge part in my life. I was born in a fire station, surrounded by ladders. My father wasn't around, and my mother led me to believe, at least for the most part of my younger years, that my dad was, in fact, a ladder.
Yeah.
Now, when I got to the age of 7, and after being horrifically bullied at school, I came to realise that the ladder in my life wasn't my father, but in fact, it was just an old wooden ladder.
Yeah.
Now, although I was very disappointed, I never stopped loving ladders.
No.
I own no less than 3 to this day, all of varying heights.
So it wasn't your real ladder, it was your stepladder?
It was my stepladder, of course it was.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I love all kinds of ladders. Wooden ladders, metal ladders, step ladders, rope ladders, ladders and a pair of ladies' tights. Nothing sexier than being in the club, looking to your right and seeing a nice laddered up tight. You'll know what I mean, John.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, isn't it? Because let's look at the history of that. Ladders in tights are... this comes from the old ancient practice of burglary, doesn't it? And Clementina, you'll be agreeing with me on this, I'm sure. In the history of it, burglars, of course, famously have put stockings over their heads, didn't they, to rob things. And of course, that when tights came in, what they do, they'd put one bit of the tight over their face to disguise themselves, and in the other leg of the tight, they would hide a ladder. They'd go equipped with a ladder, and that's where we get the phrase, and often it would tear the tight, because the denier wasn't thick enough, and that's where we get the phrase, ladders in tights. Am I right, Clementine?
I don't think you are right. I think you just made that up.
No, not true. It's actually true. If you don't know your history, there's no point in phoning in a radio station without knowing your actual history of what you're talking about, because you're just wasting everybody's time.
That's what I do generally. I do waste time.
Right.
In Carter 96.
Well, exactly. Yeah. If you've got a copy of that, then you can look it up. I want to ask you a question. You just said you think I made that up, right? And I said that about thick denier of tights, which is where you hide a ladder. And you don't believe me, so you're a denier denier.
I am a denier denier. That's true.
So you deny denier, and you admit that?
I do. Well, I will admit that. I don't really... Yes, I'm going to admit that. Right. I'm happy to admit that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ronald, what do you make of this? And you'll probably agree. The government, of course, say that everybody has the right to own a ladder. Hang on a minute, let's keep it civil. Sorry, Clementine, do you want to come back in there?
Well, they're dangerous, aren't they, ladders? You can actually bang into them. You're not meant to walk under them. That brings you bad luck.
Yeah.
And that is why Trump's in the state he's in, because he went under ladders, a lot of ladders.
Yeah.
Just don't walk under them and it'll be fine. No problems.
Yeah, but is it the angle of the ladder then you object to, or is it because if the ladder was flush against a wall, say Trump's, just for the sake of argument, would you still have a problem with it, or is it the fact that it's angled?
Well, I just don't like them at all.
Just at any angle.
I think they are elitist. It's about people climbing their way to the top. And I'm very sorry for that man who thought his father was a ladder. What's his name again? I've forgotten.
It's Ronald on the other line. Ronald.
Yeah. Ronnie. Well, Ron, I'm sorry that you thought your father was a ladder, and I think that's a loss for you. But I think you're probably a ladder counselor.
But I got over it.
Yeah.
With using a ladder.
As we say, the young people, everyone's got the right to own a ladder. What do you say to young people who can't now afford to get on the ladder?
Maybe buy a little boat or something.
So you think a little boat is sort of almost a stepladder to a ladder, in that sense? In the sense that if you want to get on the ladder, you have to start right at the bottom, but maybe you do that maybe from a small boat.
Well, you could step into a boat, step down onto it, but I don't think we need to be stepping up onto anything.
Yeah. If you get into a boat in most harbours, you have to use a ladder to get onto the boat if you're on a pier, because how else would you get onto that boat?
I'd go for a clamber.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting argument. Let me tell you again the history. You recall it was Sir Francis Drake, I think, that first brought ladders back to this country from the Caribbean, and he gave a ladder as a gift to Queen Victoria, of course, and she would go nowhere without the ladder, and she popularised it, and now that's why we've all got ladders. But I wonder, with something that steeped in tradition, Ronald, you know, it's right that we keep it, isn't it? It's part of the fabric of Britain. I mean, Thatcher closed the ladder mines in the 1980s, and you remember the wind.
And look at the country since then.
Exactly, and the window cleaner riots that we had in the street. I mean, it was an awful time, wasn't it, when we didn't have ladders for a while?
And it was, yes. And you know, they are looking into future proofing the ladder by sort of attaching them to drones. You know, so you can actually climb onto the drone, and then the drone would fly you the additional meters rather than having to actually climb it. So if you're lazy and you don't really want to climb up a ladder, you can step onto the ladder initially.
Yeah.
And the drone will just take you where you want to go if you want to, you know, spy on a neighbour and dressing or something like that.
It's an interesting hypothetical situation that you paint a picture of. Very finally, I mean, these trials in Sweden that you've probably been hearing about. Now, this is a space programme, the Swedish space programme, where everybody who owns a ladder has had to hand in their ladder to the authorities, which have now been redistributed to the Sweden space programme. And they're essentially making a ladder to the moon. And the reason they've got all the ladders now out of Sweden, they've put them on top of each other, and they've gone into the ionosphere now. That's how high they've gone. And that they're, of course, trying, as you know, to be the first country to get an elk into space. But the problem is, while the ladder space programme is successful, it is starting to reach high enough, they've just realised an elk can't climb a ladder. So that whole thing's had to be cancelled.
Shame. Perhaps it was lucky, I don't know.
Yeah. Could we just, we're out of time, really. I mean, this debate will go on and on, and we've already had so many texts and tweets in with people on both sides of the...
You went undated.
Yes, I have. Mm. Yes. Mm. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Clement,
fine. Crumpets.
Thank you. Ronald?
Oh, sad pandas.
Lovely. In that case, why don't we throw that open? Over to you. Why do we need ladders? Do we still need ladders? Do we not still need ladders? What do you think? Do we need ladders in post-Brexit Britain when we've got clocks and budget airlines? Do we need them at all? 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd paid PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK. 80800.
Standard MDF 1220 by 2440 by 9mm, just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at TradePoint. Excludes VAT at 20%.
getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money, live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml drink aware.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, the M6 northbound, two lanes are shut, long queues there because of an accident just after junction 10 for Wolverhampton. We've got those queues backing to junction 8 for the M5 link. Elsewhere in Wiltshire, the M4, one lane is shut, that's the inside lane, London bound. Very slow there because of an accident between junction 17 for Chippenham and junction 16 for Swindon West. Still a struggle for the M23 in Surrey and West Sussex, it's shut in both directions between junction 9 for the Gatwick Airport and the M25. I'm Cabby Patel.
Hello, my name's Julia, and I'm looking for someone with real drive, you know? Someone really good-looking, but also beautiful on the inside too. That's really my type. And it would be great if I could get a free service plan and someone to assist with my parking and 5 well-proportioned doors. That would be the dream.
Don't let true love get away this year. Visit the Volkswagen Polo event from the 27th of January to the 14th of February. Offers include a £1,400 deposit contribution on Solutions PCP at 6.2% APR representative and 1 year's insurance included. Visit your local retailer to find out more. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan, exclusions and T's and C's apply, subject to status, 18s and over, Volkswagen Financial Services. Insurance offer available for drivers aged 18 and over on qualifying new Polo models. Drivers aged 19 and over in Northern Ireland, subject to eligibility, T's and C's apply. For full details, visit insurewithvolkswagen.co.uk/polo. Volkswagen Motor Insurance is arranged and administered by Carrot Risk Technologies Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. All your reactions coming into today's big debate, of course, whether or not we need ladders in this day and age in post-Brexit Britain. Do we need ladders? We've got clocks and budget airlines. What do we want them for? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, posh people don't have ladders. No, they have larders, which is basically a warmer fridge sort of affair.
Yep.
That's coming from a commoner. John, it's the law to have a workplace ladder, even if you are one person self-employed. For more information, please go to workplaceladders.gov.uk. That's coming from a Tim Key voiceover. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much indeed. And, of course, MPs last night, a lot of people saying, voted to trigger Article 51, which didn't get as much press, actually, as the other one, which, of course, Article 51 is the trigger to get rid of ladders. Right, it's time now... for the diversity paper review. To do today's diversity paper review.
Hello, the newspapers.
Reviewed each day by a different diversity for us, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Reminders of your diversity, please, Ez.
I am black.
That's correct. And which newspaper are you starting with today?
We're going to start off with The Guardian today. And you know how I love my tech stories.
Yep.
So the headline reads, cards are stacked against the against humanity after artificial intelligence wins poker contest.
Yeah, we touched on this earlier.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, very briefly we did in the tech review. So this is a robot that can play poker, right?
Yeah, so the robot's called Liberatus, and it basically beat the four best human poker players in a 20-day tournament. So basically, the four humans went against the Liberatus, and they spent 11 hours each day stationed at computer screens. And basically played this game. And but the interesting thing about this story is that this isn't just the AI defeating humans at chess, where you can, you know, you can see, you can predetermine some of the moves. But because obviously there's an element of, you know, misleading and bluffing in poker.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting that how this artificial intelligence has been able to consistently win over the four best, you know, human players that we have on this earth. And it was able to win $1.7 million, which is £1.35 million worth of money.
So it learns as it goes. It was algorithms, wasn't it?
Pretty much the bog standard algorithms. It goes through like a trillion hands and then figures out a way of playing. But obviously this is even more interesting because obviously it's a way of playing and also bluffing.
Mm.
So it's not only, you know, doing a trial and error, but it's also figuring out how to bluff against, you know, humans and learn human tendencies. So that's quite, it's quite interesting that.
It is, and we, as we said earlier, it's sort of slightly frightening as well that it's now onto that next level whereby it can read what it thinks humans might do. But it's all probability, isn't it, I suppose? Mm. It's all about odds, and it all comes down to mathematics in the end, doesn't it? Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you play poker?
No, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know the rules of
me
poker.
Me either.
So. No, I don't really. I always lose when I play. My friends get me to play, despite the fact I don't know the rules.
Well, that's why they get you
fair.
To play, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Next story.
Next story is moving on to another tech story, actually, in the Eye newspaper. It's the cap that can read minds of locked-in patients. So basically, this cap can read their minds to enable them to communicate. So basically, patients with locked-in syndrome are basically they're paralyzed, sometimes only able to move their eyes up and down or blink. So they pretty much can't move, but they are fully conscious. And this device can allow these patients to basically, you know, give yes or no answers and respond to very personal questions.
It's
another movement.
Yeah, because there are
in the tech industry.
Case, I mean, it's a terrifying syndrome, isn't it? Locked-in syndrome.
Yeah.
The idea that you're just lying there and you can't do anything, but your mind is still fully active and fully conscious. And some patients can't even move their eyes as well to communicate.
Yeah.
So this is going to help them. And it's through the colour of blood in the brain. I was reading this, and it can measure certain levels of how the brain reacts to certain questions, and it changes the colour of the blood inside or something.
So basically, it measures the blood oxygen levels in the brain, and that enables it to formulate these responses that the patients are trying to communicate.
And one of the test subjects as well, they asked him if his daughter came to the scientists, the medical professionals, and said, I want to get married, but I want my father's blessing, and he's got locked-in syndrome, and obviously he can't speak or say anything. And so they said, well, all right, we'll use this technique to ask him, because that's like a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
So they did, and he said no.
No.
Yeah, he did. And then they thought,
you're lying.
I'm not. It's absolutely not. And then they said, well, that's like an anomaly. And this is, we'll ask him again. 8 times he said no to his daughter about getting married. And I was reading that thinking, oh, that's really sad. And, you know, he's got a reason for that, but we'll never know his reason because obviously he can't communicate that. And then she ignored him and got married anyway.
Wow.
So it's a sort of happy ending. Or is it? Anyway, stay there, Ez, because you're going to be doing some more papers for us after the news, which we have to break for now, because it's 3:30, and she's here. Pucks Katorny Vic, with her Groundhog Day news, at 3:30, on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Southern Railway could be on the verge of ending a dispute with train drivers that's led to months of strikes. It's understood a deal with the ASLEF union could be announced later, although it's row over who operates the train doors rumbles on with the RMT, which represents guards. The Brexit Secretary, David Davis, has revealed details of the government's plan for leaving the EU. But Labour has claimed the 77-page document says nothing and has come too late. Here's Shadow EU Exit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer's angry response in the Commons.
The white paper has not been delivered until a few minutes ago so that we can meaningfully actually ask him questions about it.
Terrible. Shoddy. Typical. Donald Trump has warned Iran it's on notice after it test-fired a ballistic missile. Authorities in Tehran have responded to the US president's tweet saying threatening Iran is useless. A human rights lawyer who brought torture cases against British soldiers has been struck off for misconduct. Phil Shiner cold-called alleged victims to drum up false claims. And Prince Charles has urged some of the world's biggest brands to step up their commitment to reducing plastic in our oceans. He's met with business leaders to discuss ways of cutting marine pollution. The weather, rain and strong winds continuing to affect the north and west tonight. Relatively mild with lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow, blustery showers will spread across southern, western and central areas with highs of 12. There's more in half an hour.
Shoddy, typical.
Don't heckle me like MPs heckled in the Commons.
Just woof, 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 woof.
What did you
controversial sexist?
It was a controversial heckle.
It was controversial heckle, yeah.
Yeah. But I was going back to...
Order! Order! Just bringing it back down.
Thanks,
I'd
speaker.
Like to apologise. I was saying that you were barking the news like a dog rather than insinuating anything else.
At least you got the weather in.
Yeah. Could you bark the news like... Could you bark the weather like a dog?
No. I'm getting fed up with this, and also like Cornelius is playing footsie with me.
What?
Doing
that. Hey!
So it was opportunity.
What revelation is this?
So
a moment.
Victoria moved her foot.
Yeah.
And it accidentally brushed my foot.
Accidentally.
At which point I withdrew my foot from the area.
What was it doing in her area?
I know.
That's inappropriate, Cornelius.
Yeah.
I think, Victoria, you should go straight to HR now.
I'm considering it.
Okay. That's Victoria there with, well, there's news of the footsie. In the next half an hour... In the next hold of the programme, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Emma, out of off of the Badass Women's Hour at the weekends on Talk Radio, will be tested as to her knowledge of Paul Ross in the next half an hour. Ez is still here to go through the papers as well. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And just before we talk more newspapers, of course, Aslef have reached a deal. This is breaking news. A deal with the train bosses could see the end of the Southern Rail dispute. Interest rates have been left unchanged, 0.25% this afternoon. We know about Brexit. We know the Brexit plan has been triggered. The white paper has been presented to government. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right because we're here for you in the afternoons to present, well, analysis, deep analysis of the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
MEP hold sign, calling Farage a liar. He's a racist too.
The news! In haikus. Going through the papers, we're doing it with Ez. Already we have talked poker robots. It's like a sort of Pokemon thing. Poker robots. Where are we going now?
We're going to the Evening Standard. How was your Christmas spending? Did you spend a lot this Christmas?
January is always the. Mm. I mean, I've now
the recovery month.
It is, but also the financial. My house insurance is due in January. My car insurance is due in January. You have to pay your tax in January.
So many responsibilities I haven't comprehended yet.
Pay your credit card bills in January. So I haven't enjoyed January in financial sense. Let's put it that way.
Well, I don't think your January is going to eclipse this woman's January. It's basically a shopaholic has blew £5,000 on Christmas, but she's gone cold turkey in January to save, obviously the money that she spent. So she basically spent a ridiculous amount on gifts just for her two sons and Christmas trees. So she's like been forced to do like the odd job for her friends, ironing, cleaning, doing all these menial jobs just to save. And I think she saved £1,500 by basically doing this. So basically, now she's. But the funny thing is, now she's saved up this money. She's going to save it and put it towards a cruise with her husband in Dubai, which isn't the best thing to do once you after you've splashed out £5,000 and you know.
Yes, she possibly needs to address that first.
Yeah,
I would say she's not remorseful about this. She's just like, no, that's fine. I've just earned some money now, and I'm just going to do that. And so, but a credit card bill remains.
Yeah,
you know, a credit card bill. I mean, did you rack up Christmas?
No, this is in terms of other Christmases. This is probably the highest I've spent, but that's because I haven't spent that much. Like, I spent a lot on books and other stuff for my own parents.
Yeah,
tried to be a bit creative instead of the bog standard socks.
Good. Nice use, by the way, of the phrase "cold turkey" in there, given it's a Christmas reference.
Yeah,
presumably it's all she's got to eat, given that she's got no money left.
She said that I used to spend all my money on sports massages, going out for lunch and shopping sprees, but now she regards them as luxuries and will never buy these things again until she goes on her cruise holiday.
Well, it's always nice to hear about other people suffering more than you, isn't it? when you've had a tough financial month, which everyone does in January. I suppose that's a standard Evening Standard, if you like to think. Final story
is the Times. We're going to go to the Times. Sir Philip Green, obviously the infamous former BHS boss who sold BHS for £1 when it had a pension scheme with a deficit of £571 million. So obviously he's been pictured in the Times here going on holiday to the Times label as his anus horribilis. So that's basically, in layman's terms, a very bad year he's gone on holiday to recover from. He's very turbulent year.
Or an awful bottom, as the Queen once had, as famously, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's gone on holiday on his yacht.
Yeah, I think so. And he basically, this talks about how the Whitehall panel are deciding his fate of his honour. So basically whether to strip him of his surname. Surname.
Yeah.
It's just not his actual surname.
It's just called Sir Philip now.
That'll show him.
But yeah, to strip him of his knighthood. And I just wanted to talk about, I wanted to debate whether, like, how do we... Are we supposed to accept, like, people like Sir Philip Green, who, make a business, a successful business, or what, are they going to get knighted for just making a business? I mean, anyone can start up a business.
Well, I mean, that's...
He created jobs, but yeah.
Part of the argument, but then he took them away. So that's part of the argument. And again, he did a lot for services to retail, because he owned the Arcadia Group, or does own the Arcadia Group, which is also Topshop, Dorothy Perkins, I think, Top Man.
All part
of the Arcadia Group. And BHS was. So there's the argument that he did a lot for the high street, and so on, which is probably why he was awarded in the first place, but then we all know what happened, so there is this debate about whether or not you lose your knighthood for that kind of thing. It's interesting that we're talking about, and plus the woman in the Evening Standard there, on the same day that poor old Johnny Depp's suffering a bit, isn't he?
I think he spent like £2 million to shoot
Hunter S. Thompson's ashes out of a cannon. Yeah. Well, it's like the woman there with the credit card. Yeah, it's just what am I going to do? I've had Christmas. I'll just shoot some dead author's ashes out of a cannon. It's the same thing, really.
Yeah.
And now he's got to do ironing, hasn't he? And old jobs for his friends. He's around George Clooney's house, hanging the washing out for coin. Look, we're out of time, Ed, sadly, with the pay-per-view. But thank you very much for coming in and doing it again.
No problem.
Diversity pay-per-view. Remind us of your diversity.
I am a black man.
That's right. And there it was, the Diversity Paper Review, in the next bit of the programme. Well, it's time for this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. That's right, nobody's favourite radio quiz, as once again a noted broadcaster takes to the radio airwaves to answer questions about full set talk radio. Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's this week's edition, and it's coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
How long should you spend on an executive decision? Go with gut instinct? Or weigh the facts first. When choosing company cars, Honda suggests you give it 48 hours. Time to fully appreciate advanced features like magic seats, brakes that can detect a possible collision and automatically apply themselves, touch screens that know your business network and musical tastes, smart engines that keep CO2 emissions down, even as they power past yet another petrol station. Search Honda Corporate to book your 48-hour test drive and start your decision-making. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, the M6 northbound inside two lanes are still shut. Long queues there because of an accident just after junction 10 for Wolverhampton. As a result, those queues are backing all the way towards junction 8 for the M5 link. In Wiltshire, the M4 London-bound inside lane is shut very slow because of an accident between junction 17 for Chippenham and junction 16 for Swindon West. And for the M23, it's still a struggle. It's shut in both directions because of ongoing emergency repair work between junction 9 for the Gatwick Airport and the M25. I'm Cabby Patel.
Hello, my name's Julia and I'm looking for someone with real drive, you know? Someone really good looking, but also beautiful on the inside too. That's really my type. And it would be great if I could get a free service plan and someone to assist with my parking and 5 well-proportioned doors. That would be the dream.
Don't let true love get away this year. Visit the Volkswagen Polo event from the 27th of January to the 14th of February. Offers include a £1,400 deposit contribution on Solutions PCP at 6.2% APR representative and 1 year's insurance included. Visit your local retailer to find out more. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan, exclusions and T's and C's apply, subject to status, 18s and over, Volkswagen Financial Services. Insurance offer available for drivers aged 18 and over on qualifying new Polo models. Drivers aged 19 and over in Northern Ireland, subject to eligibility, T's and C's apply. For full details, visit insurewithvolkswagen.co.uk/polo. Volkswagen Motor Insurance is arranged and administered by Carrot Risk Technologies Limited.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. George Galloway with you from 4 o'clock in for an ill Sam Delaney. Breaking news. It's not really breaking anymore, of course. It broke earlier, to be honest. It's actually completely broken now. But the news is that there may well be a deal between Southern Trains and Aslef. So that means that the terrible service that there was before the strike will be back, making it just slightly better than it was during the industrial dispute. Brexit, of course, we know that Article 50, the bill went through Parliament for the triggering of Article 50. We know about the rebellious backbenchers, whether or not Jeremy Corbyn is going to punish the people who defy the three-line whip, we don't know yet. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many can't, Cornelius, and that's why we're here to help. And we're here to help by analysing the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Vera Lynn turns 100. Not much time to meet anyone again.
The news in haikus. Right, it's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is radio's least favourite quiz. It is where radio professionals are quizzed as to their knowledge of the Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. Each and every one of them striving to score some points. Some points will put them at the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played. Today we welcome to Paul Rossmaster, one of the hosts of Badass Women's Hour, Saturdays 8 till 9 on Talk Radio. It's Emma Sexton. Hello, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you? Are you badass today?
I am badass. I'm very serious about this quiz, and I want to win.
That's good. Well, all you're trying to do, Emma, you see, is get some points. That's what you're playing for.
No. I want to win.
Yep, some points to do that, and that will get you to the top of the leaderboard.
Okay.
With everyone else. What's your knowledge, Emma, of Paul Ross like? I mean, Badass Women's Hour has been going how many weeks now?
We're in our fourth week.
Fourth week? Doesn't time fly? And and your knowledge of Paul Ross has increased during this time?
Yes. I mean, an incredible amount. And I've been doing lots of online research today, too. I'm taking this very seriously.
Well, I know. I can tell you are. Are you competitive, Emma, generally speaking?
I'm not competitive, but I would really like to win, yes.
Okay, fine. All right, well, look, it's there are three questions for you, Emma. They are mostly A, B and C answers. And so if you listen carefully to the questions, then hopefully we'll gauge your knowledge of the man himself. So if you're ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just warming up.
Okay, do you want any more time to warm up at all?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, here we go then. Right, question number one. Emma, new war film release news now. And a new war film release that's been released is, of course, the Mel Gibson-directed new war film, Hacksaw Ross. Set in 1945, it tells the true story of the conscientious objector and full-set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross, who won the Medal of Honour for bravery at the Battle of Okinawa during World War II. Armed with just a pair of headphones, Paul Ross became the only early morning radio host to save 75 other radio presenters as they came under heavy artillery from the Japanese without so much as firing off a jingle. His brave acts included climbing someone's ridge and courageously watching two people have sex through the window of a tank whilst hiding in some foliage. But Hacksaw Ross isn't the only radio-based war film. Name the other one. Is it A, Full Metal Julia Hartley Brewer? Is it B, Inglourious Galloway? Or is it C, Black Chris Hawkins Down? BBC Six Music presenter Chris Hawkins blacks up and goes down.
It's A.
It's A. Full Metal Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah.
Is the right answer. Very good.
Hey.
Strong start. Good. Here's question number two. Sad death musical news. Today is the anniversary, give or take 9 months and 8 days, of the writer Joseph Stein, who was perhaps best known for writing the book which became the hit musical Fiddler on the Ross. It tells the It tells the tale of a poor Jewish talk radio full set breakfast presenter in Tsarist Russia who worked very hard to protect his producers while always under the threat of being evicted from his studio and being persecuted by the imperialist state. In the musical, the former host of Living TV's Mystic Challenges' most famous show tune is, of course, If I Were a Rich Ross, during which he fiddles with himself, by which I mean he plays the violin, whilst watching people have sex in cars in a notorious dogging spot in the Maidenhead area. But Fiddler on the Ross isn't the only radio-based 1960s Broadway musical that is the correct answer to this question. Name the other one for me, Emma. Is it A, Seven Hawks Bees for Seven Jacobs? Is it B, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Edith Bowman? Or is it C, Stop Paul Gambaccini, I Want to Get Off?
It's C.
Stop Paul Gambaccini, I Want to Get Off. Yes, it is. That's the right answer. Good. OK, your final question is a music question. Emma Sexton, have a listen to this music. Was, of course, Foreigner and their 1984 question as to what love is. Of course, when Donald Trump came into power and signed that executive order, he won't allow any more Foreigner CDs into the country. Here's your unrelated question. This week, scientists have found tiny bubbles hidden beneath the blubber of a number of national radio presenters who have beached themselves. Researchers working on the corpses of broadcasters took ultrasound scans of them within minutes of the radio hosts stranding themselves on the beaches of Cape Cod in the US, where radio presenters famously swim once a year to spawn. Here is your question, Emma. Name five famous capes. My famous capes.
Capes. Cape Verde.
Yep.
Cape Canaveral.
Good.
Cape. Cape. This is difficult.
It is difficult. We're going to we're gonna have to put a timer on you as well.
Superman's cape.
Superman's cape, good, yeah.
Oh,
out of time, I'm afraid. Let me tell you what I had written on the card. Name five famous capes. The 1962 film Cape Fear, you could have had. The 1991 remake of the film Cape Fear. The Great S...
Okay.
The famous 18th century...
I could have had that. Okay.
The famous 18th century landscaper Ability Brown. And Capability Brown. And the Virgin Radio afternoon presenter, Cape Lawler. Let's go. We're going to find out your score now. Remember, you're looking for some points. Some points is what you're after. We're going to fire up the system. It's a very slow system. It's a dial-up. So just bear with us while we work out... the computer works out your score, Emma. You'll hear it dialing up there very slowly. Just hang on while we... into the system. There we're in. Okay, here we go. Right.
Sorry. Now, this can sometimes take a bit long, so sorry.
I just want to have one of five.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You're in.
No problems today.
Yeah. It's quite a quick system today,
isn't it?
Quite
a quick system, yeah.
So, Just printing it out now, printing out the score. So just bear in mind, it's a quite slow printer, Emma Sexton. Just printing it out. Bear with us while that prints.
Sounds like I'm doing well.
Very slow printer. Oh, and we're in. Okay, very slow printer. We've got your scores and Emma Sexton off of Talk Radio's Badass Woman's Hour, which is broadcast on Saturdays on Talk Radio from 8 till 9 p.m, playing Paul Rossmaster today. She's looking for some points, which will get her to the top of the leaderboard with everybody else. Cornelius, what did she do?
I can confirm.
Yeah.
She's won.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Some points!
She's got some points! Yeah! Come on! Emma Sexton. Congratulations, Emma.
Thank you.
Well done.
That was incredible.
Yep. That's one word for it. Thank you, Emma Sexton there. She's with Badass Woman's Hour. She presents it at the weekends, 8 to 9, on a Saturday. Presenting today, from now, in for Sam Delaney, is George Galloway. Hello, George Galloway.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. What's coming up on your show, George?
Well, we'll talk about the white paper, but not for long, because it's a white paper because it's empty.
Yes. Is it 77 pages?
Yeah, 70 pages, but it's mainly a blank space, and that's one of the main criticisms of it. I'm not sure what people were expecting, but they're all very disappointed.
Yeah.
So we'll give some reflection to that, talk to some of the hitters in that story.
Did you say haters then?
Hitters.
Yeah, because what you did there, you've got two Taylor Swift songs into this short handover. You've got blank space, which has haters in it. So
I wish I could say it was deliberate.
Yeah. You
might think unusually, you may think a trifle esoteric, but the French election just got blew up by a financial scandal, and the guy who was almost certainly going to be the next president of France is embroiled in a 1 million euro corruption scandal,
yep,
and looks like he's crashing and burning and probably out of the race by the end of the weekend.
So this has given rise to...
Well, it's opening up the possibility of a left versus far right presidential election. Now, what will the middle ground do there? Who will they prefer? The France's Jeremy Corbyn or Marine Le Pen,
yeah,
who's, if you think...
I was going to say
Nigel Farage to the power of 10,
yeah,
possibly.
Which is Donald Trump.
Kind of Trump, but even worse than him.
Yeah.
So that'll be in the third hour, but in the second hour we'll be looking at immigration, because a lot of tosh talked about immigration, as we both know. I am myself an immigrant, yeah, twice, from Ireland, then from Scotland. We're going to continue to need immigration when we leave the European Union. What kind of immigration will that be? What will it look like? And how will the immigrants be chosen, as it were?
Mm.
They'll not just be allowed to get on a plane and come here, as they currently can from the EU, but we're still going to need them. All kinds of industries are still going to need them. So how are we going to do that? I have my own views. Lord Andrew Green, no doubt, has his. He's from Migration Watch. He and I have clashed many times on Talk Sport over the years. Maybe we're converging.
All right.
Now, let's hope so.
Be interesting. By the way, we have to ask this question, because we've asked this of MPs before.
Mm.
Ian Duncan Smith gave us his answer. David Davis has given his answer. So I'm going to ask you the same answer. What's your favourite animal?
Lion.
Thank you. George Galloway's favourite animal is a lion. You heard it here first, and it's Talk Radio. He's with you next, in for Sam Delaney. I'm going downstairs to do drive time on Virgin. I know, George. Right, we'll see you tomorrow back here, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.